You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clutch to fuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yeah, I muted that stupid fucking intro song because it was so dumb. They put it 1,000 times.
Yeah, I don't want to hear my own intro song on my fucking show.
Guess what, guys? We have a fan who knows something about music. And we're back. The Robert Kelly Podcast, sans Robert Kelly, which means it's better today. My guests, I'm Ari Shaffir. My guests are Louis J. Gomez, in ethnic order. Louis J. Gomez, Kurt Metzger, and Nick Mullen.
That's the ethnic order?
That's reverse.
You start with Louis J. Gomez?
To white, is it a brown totem pole? Wow. You start at the bottom.
Yeah, you get the bloggers to put their pens down immediately.
Am I at the right distance, by the way?
I think so.
You're good. You're talk into the mic, but you're good.
Oh, well, I didn't know if it was too loud.
I'm sure you guys have heard of the news today.
What's that?
Jaywalking fines are going up 30% in New York.
Get out of town.
They're going to start enforcing it, like in L.A.
Yeah.
Do they enforce it in L.A.?
Yeah, they do.
What's the fine?
It's like $60, $70. I got one once in L.A., and the guy was like, you didn't see me? I'm like, I was looking for cars.
But you can pee outside now. You can pee outside, and you can drink outside.
No,
Manhattan.
But those are just fines.
You can pee outside?
You can't do any of that. They decriminalized
it. They're fines, though. Yeah, you got to pay money.
Jaywalking. Rebroken windows policy?
Yeah. It's all the same shit. They're just trying to fucking give people fines. They're trying to make more money and put less people in jail for stupid shit. And it's all because they arrest just black people for anything.
The jails are full. We still want to get the income. What do we do?
Yeah.
Let's have just find them and then let them go on their way. Do you finish your piss?
Do you know if you, is that like, do you get on the registry if you piss outside here? Because I know in some places they do.
A sex offender registry?
Because I just got Eli, you know Eli Uden? He got like a ticket for that, but I don't know if you have to register.
No, I don't think so.
Some places they'll do that.
I got a ticket for pissing in public years ago.
I was on a registry for that too. I took a piss in public.
I had to go to court. Really? I had to go to court in Long Island for that.
It was in a classroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Of
children I was teaching.
He stroke pisses too. That's his normal way of pissing.
You're pissing into a 4-year-old
It's hard to get it all
milk.
Out because of my prostate, you see?
Every like milking of the cow, he just goes,
children, it's time for the milking of the cow.
I can only piss while hard.
If a cop ever tried to give me a ticket for jaywalking, I would literally tell him to go fuck himself and he would shoot me to death in the street.
None of those things would happen. He would give you a ticket. You would
literally
take it like
none of that would happen.
Yeah.
All right, fine. None of that would happen. You got me there.
I got a pissing ticket once in Dewey Beach, Maryland.
I got one in Long Island and I had to go to court for it.
Really?
They take it seriously. I had to get a lawyer.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I had to get a lawyer because they wanted to give me...
They wanted to capture the freedoms of you.
Yeah, they wanted to give me probation and shit. And if I did anything, I could get arrested. So I was like, I'll just go get a lawyer. And he got me out of it for $500.
But what was the charge? Public urination or indecent exposure?
Indecent exposure.
Okay.
Dude, I have, on my way home from the cellar to East Village, I walk piss every 2 weeks.
Where?
Just walk, you know, like 10th Street.
Well, if there, do you walk while you piss?
Yeah.
But how does the stream hit you?
You your dick out, and you're peeing and walking.
Peeing and walking. You walk on either side of the stream, so it's like a dotted yellow line.
Isn't that a little conspicuous? You, like, bowl walking?
That's why they upped the fines for jaywalking.
Yeah, no, less conspicuous than fucking...
Do you get one of those toy horses as, like, a disguise?
A 7-foot-tall Jew walking down the street. You're conspicuous as it is.
Oh, my horse is peeing.
Yeah. Is it public urination if you, like, visibly piss yourself? Because that's still offensive. Because if they do have two... If there's indecent exposure in public urination, is that a crime?
I think if you go in your pants, that's
good faith. We have three producers that could be looking up all these facts right now.
None of them are.
None of them. They're just staring. They're just staring. No, none of you are talking. You're all just staring.
Oh, hi, Louis.
What about shitting outside?
Louis has a standard of excellence, and I can say it's not being met. The Louis J. Gomez seal.
I can't.
Is that illegal? Is that illegal to pull down? Because your ass isn't... That's not genitals.
Well, they could say it's for to refertilize the soil, but there's no soil in New York, so I think if, as long as you pick it up with a plastic bag, throw it away.
Yeah.
As long as you curb your shit.
Yeah. Pick it up.
You identify as a dog.
Oh, is that what you tell it? I was going to pick it up, officer.
Yeah, officer, I was going to go into this bodega to buy, you know, the lowest amount.
You have one of those scoopers just under yourself.
I saw one time in Chinatown on Canal, there was a lady. And you know Canal's like super busy. There's a lady.
That's China District, right?
Yeah. So there's a lady, Chinese
lady.
Such
a shitty New Yorker. The China District? Chinatown.
Yeah, it was Chinatown.
Chinaman.
There's a Chinese lady standing next to like a four-year-old Chinese boy, and the kid's got his pants all the way down in the middle of the sidewalk, and she's holding his penis and helping him piss all over the sidewalk.
That's fucking Chinese, man. Yeah. Those mainlanders, they don't give a fuck. They piss. They have shorts in China that are slit down the middle. So when you crouch, the
but regardless
slit opens
of
up.
Their dick's that small, their
regardless
moms
of
have
the
to
culture,
find
yeah,
a holder for them.
You're gonna have to remember your mom helping you piss in front of all the tourists. There to buy the fuck you, I'm a New Yorker T-shirt.
When you go home for Christmas, you're like, mom, for old time's sake, why don't
you help
me out?
That was the thing. Wasn't that a thing in California that all these Taiwanese people were mad at the Chinese immigrants because they kept just doing that in public? Because yeah, Taiwan's very different.
In other Chinese countries, they're like, hey, Chinese people specifically, quit ruining our country. With your constant shitting in malls.
I used to live with these Taiwanese. They didn't like it. They didn't like Chinese, yeah.
That's Shang Wang. He's one of those Taiwanese. He looks down on the regular Chinese.
That's
because
of the,
they're very different. They are different. It's not like...
Well, they had the Cultural Revolution where they basically were like, let's all just be hicks. And then they got rid of all culture in China.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, mainland Chinese, they're like the... You know, they're like
that's
the
like a
hillbillies
thing with
China,
like Chinese people specifically, right? Like as they get older, they're allowed to be shittier people because like that's a, like a thing of in their culture is like you're supposed to respect
your elders.
Yeah. They're just like they're just shitty fucking people. Have you ever met a nice older Chinese person in your entire life?
Let me think.
I really don't like Chinese people.
Let me see.
Chinese are an underrated horrible.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know how many old Chinese people I know.
I don't
anytime
think
you order
long.
Chinese
really
food,
any.
Anytime you order Chinese food from an old Chinese person, they're just extremely rude.
I thought
are you
like,
sure?
Mm-hmm. But the subway.
Are you sure this is not the Louis J. Gomez
Standard of excellence?
Standard of excellence.
Yeah, when did you start being able to afford Chinese
it's like,
delivery?
How are you all today? You fucking chick!
I thought Chinese are kind of like retarded where they don't live that long.
This is the
you can't tell.
What?
Yeah, they only live to like 40.
Hold on. I thought Chinese people are exceptionally long-lived is what I thought.
Yeah, they are. I mean, but they look old as shit. Once they hit age 70, they look like they're 200 years old.
They Yoda up real fast.
Yeah, so you don't know. You can't tell.
Who, I'll tell you who looked Yoda'd up was when I watched this British gangster thing on Netflix.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, like their Discovery Channel kind of show about gangsters. So they're all British. And they're called Faces. That's what they call it. That's what a gangster's called there. And they all have these just like... inbred fucking like British faces, dude. It, like they all have horrible faces. That's what all the faces had in common. It's called
like Dick Tracy villains.
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that. Like
like tarred head and flat top and
Dick Tracy put away a lot
people
of
people with deformities. They joined.
That was all villains as you when I grew up. All He-Man villains were deformed. Right?
Yeah, because you can't be a part of society. You can't have a regular job.
Oh, G.I. Joe. All the villains were some kind of deformed foreigner.
And the good guys. That was Snake Eyes. He was like, "Tell you what, I'm a Cyclops, but how about I join you guys?"
Was Snake Eyes a Cyclops?
Something like that. Blind? Was he blind?
He was just blind.
I thought he just couldn't open his eyes.
He was just groggy in the morning. He took an edible at night. He's just like, I can't do it today.
And Cobra Commander had a snake face, right?
Oh, yeah. He had a burned up face.
Oh, or is he burned up?
His snake face? No, they had a different guy that was snake. That was like a snake thing they called up. It got mystical for a while.
Serpentor?
Serpentor. Maybe Serpentor. Was that what his name was?
The guy that turned out to be the guy behind the guy was Serpentor.
The Wizard of Oz of G.I.
Joe. For like the movie, he came out.
Wait, why do you have that yellow ribbon?
Oh, well, there's the bomb Dana. If somebody bombs a joke, they get the bomb Dana.
I know about that one.
This is the chink Dana. If somebody says a racist joke in general, you get the chink Dana. Yeah.
Oh. It's called.
Well, it's always on Lewis.
Yeah.
How many podcasts are you an integral part of?
A lot.
Lewis has 7 podcasts.
That's not true. I have 3 pod. Well, I have 2 podcasts.
You have an empire.
I'm a regular here, and then I have a SiriusXM show.
Lewis is like, listen, I'm going to be
crossing
some
lines.
You have
a low-paying empire.
And I'm going to be bombing a lot.
They pay him
so
in bandanas.
Let me wipe something down on my forehead, because I sweat. All right.
Take that bandana right there.
We'll start it. Put Did it right you guys hear about or watch? Yeah, white, wear like Paul Mooney.
By the way, DeRosa.
I'm straight on the outside.
Last day of Moon Tower. Yeah. I'm walking back to the hotel with DeRosa.
Yeah.
Okay. He's got somebody he's bringing back. I didn't know her.
Some woman.
And I had sliders in each hand. You know, there's a little, that party, there was like this guy making sliders outside. Uh-huh. I didn't think I'd be able to find food. So I had a little container in each hand. I'm walking back, and Joe runs up and slaps one out of my hands.
Yeah.
I mean, a legitimate slap that by all law I have to take, right?
Yeah, you have to take
okay,
it.
Okay, so fine. But then he makes this this forced ass laugh that creeped out like any humor of this perfectly legit slap that I would by all accounts have to take. DeRosa just goes, hey, 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 hey. It was so like disconcerting that everyone around was like, Joe, that was kind of mean. I don't know why he did that.
Ari did that to me. I was in the cellar. I had fucking mints in a tin and an Altoid tin.
Yeah.
And he smacked them out of my hand. It was funny, but I had four Adderall in the tin as well.
Oh, you.
We had to get our hands on these. It wasn't my fault. He had the tin open for like a minute and a half. Just open.
Dude, if I got
slowly eating one out. It was like, come on, man. I don't want to do this.
Why would you be mixing your Adderalls with your Altoids?
It makes them
sounds like a prescription for disaster.
Well, it's a surprise then. You know,
right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I'm about to be good. But
my breath stinks, but I am sharp.
Have you guys ever played acid roulette with Altoids?
No.
No, but I was going to
take acid droppers and put them on one Altoid. And then shake them up, and then
we were going to do that on my other podcast. I have given out to homeless people.
So where do you do that?
It was in Denver. We played once. I didn't get it.
Did you have stuff to do, or was it like
nah? You can't
so
really
dude, all those fucking the drinking game is and drug games, I don't get it, dude. I want to take drugs. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like right now, with, you know, nobody really is in the needs to do acid right now, but like let's play the roulette. You know, who knows?
But who wants to do acid by themselves as well? That just sounds terrifying.
Yeah, right? Now you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you learn this game in a POW camp?
Did you learn this game? So they did a deer hunter. I think they only have one hit of acid left or something. I don't know.
I have a hit of acid right now in my storage unit.
Really?
Yeah, just one hit of fucking paper acid.
What storage unit?
A storage unit.
Hey, Lewis.
What?
You don't need a whole unit for that.
I do.
You can just put it in a book somewhere.
You rented a storage unit for acid?
For one hit of acid.
It's just one paper sitting there.
Wallet, what were you about to ask before I just interrupted with that Joe slapping story?
I don't know, but...
if we saw something.
Joe, he takes abuse, huh?
Well, that's why I couldn't see I had to take the slap down, because I have just casually just talked about his torso to him. I mean, it's got to have been building up for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
People build up a lot of anger towards me.
He does get he does get a decent amount of pussy considering how unattractive
Joe
and douchey he
is. I always see him with you think Mark Norman was a festival hot dick.
Joe goes
Let me
hard.
Tell you something. Yeah, DeRosa, I watch him build his game up over the years.
Really?
Yeah, and it's all game, dude. He fucking goes on stage.
Yeah, it's not like anybody
likes him. He pulls his glasses down to the tip of his nose and he looks at girls with a certain way and they fucking melt. I don't get
Travis,
it.
The T-Bird Poston used to call him Joe Nerosa when we were on the road. Because the conversations he'd have on the phone with girls, which are hysterical.
What's horrible?
They were all like the I'm drinking milk commercial.
What?
Like, one day you're going to be sorry.
Oh, right, right.
When I'm, so, and,
But that's the thing. Joe recognized if you want to get pussy, if you just wait it out, if you hang out with a girl till 2 or 3 in the morning,
Joe crushes ass.
Not worth it.
You.
Not worth
that's
it.
I need a girl that's like, I want to fuck you. Let's go back now.
He's refined his game. He don't even have to do that anymore.
And then go back out again.
But he actually enjoys hanging out at a bar and talking to some girl.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he'd rather do that than talk to
his
media
friends.
And
he likes to go find like the perfect boots and shit to wear.
we're all narcissists, so we want to talk about ourselves. Joe will play the game and ask her questions. By the way, that's it. Sales 101.
I'll talk about it, bitch. What's the big deal?
No, if you want to get a chick in bed, just keep on asking her questions. Anytime I've been on a date, that's the trick right there. It's like, if you
run
out of
something to say,
you
sure that wasn't just a 40-year-old virgin and you're remembering that as a thing that's worked?
So, how's your chlamydia?
Wait a minute.
It really wasn't 40-year-old virgin.
Just ask some questions.
It kept on asking her questions.
It just came on basic cable.
Yeah, well, fuck, dude. Oh, shit.
That's funny.
Fuck.
Mullen, how was your uncomfortable weekend with your girlfriend in Austin at Moon Tower?
I wasn't uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
I was fine, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
She warmed up eventually.
Did
yeah.
she?
Which, yeah. Oh, why? Did you get the vibe she was weird?
It was just like...
She was all self-conscious.
No, first day, she doesn't know
like
anybody.
I mean, she doesn't know anybody. So she didn't talk, and then she's like, everyone thinks I'm retarded. And I'm like, well, that doesn't matter.
Everyone thinks I'm retarded.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, look, man, you've got to... If you bring your girl there, she has to... You got to, like... It's almost like you got to be responsible if they don't know anybody. That's a bad position to put yourself in.
I would never bring a girl who didn't already know a bunch of the people
at
the festival.
I've done that in the past. I've brought girlfriends to festivals.
Yeah?
Yeah, so... I mean,
how long you been dating her?
Only like 6 months.
Oh, okay.
She's not a comic, obviously.
Oh, yeah, not pretty, a comic.
I thought she did good for not anyone, like, knowing any... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't aware that anyone was judging her.
Oh,
behavior.
We all were.
Yeah. What are you?
I was like reassuring her, like crazy? Nobody was paying attention.
At least she didn't do the thing where she butts in with horribleness, so everyone's having a good conversation, then everyone has to stop and like pay attention. Like,
did she do that?
No, she didn't.
Oh,
do that
yeah,
at all.
She didn't do that.
She just stayed silent. Yeah. I thought she was mute. Is she mute?
She's not mute.
Okay, that's good.
She has like a horrible day job. So I was
what's her day job?
She's like a social worker with people.
She works in a slaughterhouse,
right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
She has to kill cows.
Did you guys have a good time there?
Yeah. I mean, I had a good time. And then as long as she's just not at work, she has a good time.
She works in a baby animal slaughterhouse.
Yeah, just drill fucking calves in there.
Yeah. But we do it the least.
Kill these animal babies.
Just throwing pigs into a grinder.
The taser stopped
working. Turn the grinder
on
slow. Let them feel it.
Boy, shit, dude.
You got a rough day at work.
That's what fucking Bisping, that was his last job, like his day job. He used to work in a slaughterhouse. And just having to just fucking kill animals. Like, that would just give me nightmares, dude. Having to.
Do you think abortion doctors take it home with them?
What do you mean? The fetus?
No. like Santorum.
Definitely against the law, Ari.
The thoughts.
Yes.
Now, if you do that, the people that specialize in that, I think, are kind of, you know, gung-ho.
Desensitized to it.
Well, they're like, this is a thing people should be able to do, so they got to kind of believe in it.
Is that all they do? Is just
or
no,
it's
no,
like
no.
That
they
guy,
do a bunch of shit, right?
Right. Not only that, it's not like there's one guy who just... It's not like at the slaughterhouse, the guy with the air gun. It's not like that. You do a lot.
Another doctor squeegees up the blood.
I'm the squeegee man at the abortion house.
Wait, dude, is there good bennies with that?
It's pretty crazy how late they let you give an abortion.
What's the guy's name from that?
It
from No Country for Old Men?
In New York State.
Chigurh. Anton
Chigurh.
The guy from No Country.
I'll be Anton Chigurh at the abortion clinic with the
layer. With the thing and put right to your forehead.
Flip
you
a coin.
Bring your
tails.
Vagina in here, and he just gives you a nice...
Well, what's worse than the slaughterhouses is the guys that work in the chicken, where they make eggs.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to kill the birds. You just have to jam them into the cages.
That's not worse.
That is. Because it's more cruel than just... Yeah, I mean, if
you
like
killing
an
animal,
the way they kill pigs and cows and shit, they just they bop them
on
the head.
Can you pull up a video of a slaughterhouse? I mean, it's pretty fucking brutal.
Oh. Can you not do that, please? Why do we? We know it's bad.
Can you pull up also a video of an abortion and superimposed side by side?
Come on, they're both. Come on, we both.
Can you
add the Benny Hill music to it?
Let's just agree.
Can you bring up a slow motion abortion to the song "In the Arms of an Angel" by Sarah Vaughan?
Look, let's just agree.
Well, do the Purple Rain, Prince. Died last week.
Let's agree that all those things are murder, and we just need them anyway.
Do you know how they kill dogs before they eat dogs?
How?
Oh, I don't want to know.
So, with karate? They use karate to do it.
They beat them to death with a newspaper?
So, apparently, when you kill venison, you got to kill it clean, because if it releases any adrenaline, it makes it all gamey. Dogs are the opposite of that.
So what?
So you have to, beat on them for about an hour. Get them all adrenalined up and then kill them.
And it makes the dog meat taste better?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is
what do you fight with?
Wait, where did you learn this?
On Chopped.
In China.
Where were you in China again?
When?
Where?
Oh, Shanghai.
No. When was the name of the city?
Shanghai and then Beijing and then Hong Kong.
Well, how did you find it to be?
Amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So was everybody just rocket shitting everywhere?
There were some people, plenty of people shitting on the ground.
How was the air? Is it fucking?
It was like polluted, shit. But it never got to the point where I could really see it, especially coming from LA. It never got that bad. People have apps.
Oh, that's
what
I was wondering. Is
really?
LA worse?
To see how smoggy it is.
Oh, look at this cow!
Oh my god!
Dude!
I can't.
Look at this guy. Look at making donuts.
Oh my Christ! Fuck you, dude.
Wow.
This is not a modern way.
It's not as bad as I thought it was.
Yeah, it's actually way better than I thought it was.
I don't want to see that shit.
Right. Shut up, Scopo, you faggot.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Who's got the... Is that a derogatory?
The Chinkdana? Yeah. That's not a fucking... That's not a race. They're not even people.
That's a good point.
Who are
they? Gendana.
Who, what? Yeah, I wouldn't have... I didn't co-sign on calling it up. Get the abortion ones.
What? You ever see those videos of those
industrial... Listen, I'm planning to have wings in a little bit, so let's all settle down.
Hey, when is this video coming out? When is this podcast coming out?
2 weeks.
2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Can't talk about anything current eventy.
No, nothing at all.
I see.
Just all fucking generic topics.
Do you guys have any dates right out the gates?
Dates?
From 2 weeks
from
now?
Yeah, May 13th, guys. Legion of Skanks presents Louis J. Gomez, Dave Smith, with special guest Dan Soder at the Hustler Club in Detroit. Come out, guys.
Hey, when are you fighting that guy?
Idiot.
I don't know yet.
Who are you fighting? May 13th.
I'm fighting a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Why?
Because he challenged me, and I accept anybody's challenges.
Really?
So where...
You tackled me onto Big J's bed to fight me in Jiu-Jitsu.
I challenge you to hang yourself.
Nobody calls me yellow.
What are you, biffed?
Biffed Benjamin. Metzger, you got any dates? 2 weeks from now on? I'll be in San Francisco this week. This week it comes out. March 14th.
Oh,
weekend,
I think me and Sherrod are hosting Anthony's show.
Okay.
On May 3rd or 5th.
All right.
That was last week, guys.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Great show.
Yeah, that's not going to get it in time.
Wow.
I'll be in San Francisco at the Punchline. Check out arithegreat.com for tickets. And then my storyteller is shooting another season, May 23rd week. So check my Twitter for tickets. Okay, Mullen?
I'm with you in Arkansas.
You're with me in Arkansas. It'll be before this comes out. 2 weeks. Well, why? Anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys watch Lemonade?
What's Lemonade?
The new Beyonce?
Beyonce joint?
Shut up.
No.
No.
So she's mad at...
Call it up. Is a picture of abortion.
Yeah.
Are you getting the abortion?
Just her getting an abortion.
Oh, yeah. Beyonce abortion.
While she slits a cow's throat.
Beyonce C-section video.
Put on that Illuminati video.
It's all about Jay-Z cheating on her.
Jay-Z cheated on her?
Yeah, I guess so.
No.
So what, she has to make a video
She's
about
like,
it?
Is I'm that? So talented. I don't see why you have to cheat on me. I'm so talented. I'm so talented. I'm so beautiful. And I want
Variety,
to tell her, like,
you fucking do pig.
Do you know that this is about that for real, or this is just like a thing?
No,
that,
I've seen people mad about it, so that I haven't watched the video.
He appears in one of the videos. She made a movie along with it. He appears in one of them as like,
didn't
I'm
it,
sorry.
Yeah, this
didn't
should prove to like all women that everybody needs more than one. Like this is, I mean, this is their fucking goddess right now.
Yeah.
In fact,
if Beyonce is not
honestly,
good enough for someone,
hold on.
Wake up.
Would you say I'm right or wrong about this?
What?
She's now the goddess of women more than Oprah. She's new Oprah to all.
Oprah went off regular TV, right?
Because I think Beyonce is new Oprah in that every white and black woman I know. Oh yes, Beyonce.
Yeah, they all love Beyonce.
I don't get it. I don't think she's that
hot. Like they like
what?
I don't think she's that
hot.
She's pretty hot.
She's got thighs the size of your head.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's fine with me.
No, look, she's hot for a normal chick, but by celebrity standards,
yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
I think
I have 100 women ahead
like
of Beyonce.
And
listen,
she's got
hold
a giant
on.
C-section scar.
She does?
Yeah.
How do you know that? How do you know this shit?
It's because of the fucking video. It's like you
the
video
has her C-section
scar? You took out my C-section scars one by one. She's talking to Rachel Roy.
Did it? And then everyone...
Hold on. This video has all that in it.
It was Rachel Roy, but everyone thought it was Rachel Ray, so all Beyonce's fans started shitting on Rachel Ray.
Yeah, the internet justice police went out.
Yeah,
like,
that's
we're going to show
saying.
You Rachel Ray.
No, I'm saying she's new Oprah.
Wait. What happened with
if
Rachel
If Oprah's followers
Roy?
Are willing to kill.
Yeah, so it's this. You're right. You're right, Metzger. I think you're right. What happened was she goes, the girl with the good hair... You stole my.
Oh,
husband.
That's who fucked Jay-Z.
And it was Rachel Roy, this designer.
Who's Rachel?
Can I see Rachel Roy a picture?
Yeah.
They thought it was Rachel Ray.
Yeah, and so people go Rachel Ray, and then they just start
attacking
Rachel
Ray.
She's like, short, why is this happening?
Some short, chubby fucking.
Fucking,
old
how
chick?
Dare you? You fucking bitch, you home wrecker. And she's like, whoa, what did I do now?
I want to see Rachel Roy. Oh, she looks hot. Yeah. Yeah, dude, all day.
So
way
you just
day.
Wanted to
not
do
all day.
No.
Oh my god.
I like her better than Beyonce. I get it. Are you kidding me? Way hotter than Beyonce.
We have to see her body
Listen,
though. I can't even
it's not
see
even,
her body.
It's not even a thing of better than Beyonce.
It would be better.
It would be great to fuck her and then just go back home to Beyonce. That seems
exactly.
pretty
That's
ideal.
What he's doing.
Pretty much
it would be
what
better
Jay-Z.
If he fucked
I mean,
somebody that was just dog shit. Have you ever seen the woman, the housekeeper that Schwarzenegger fucked?
Oh, awful.
Yeah.
And then
so
that
so
dumb, bastard kid.
Yeah.
Awful.
No, yeah, in Total Recall, they modeled her in the beginning. They go, what kind of woman do you like? It was the Mexican maid.
Yeah.
See, this should poke a hole in that being hot, like as Beyonce perfect. It's like, what's better than having Beyonce? Beyonce and this other bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you understand?
That's what they don't get.
There's no reason to try that hard.
And then Lisa last night was like, isn't the most talented singer in the world and a beautiful woman enough? And it's like, well, no, that's why he cheated. Otherwise,
he's Jay-Z, though. He can fucking get anybody.
I think he cheated on her a while ago, too.
He cheated on her right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To think that's the only time is ridiculous. Yeah. To think a powerful, hot dude like that.
I'm sure she's his main.
I'm not powerful or hot, and I can't turn to him, pussy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hey, one of you guys, let's tell some cheating stories, as long as we're talking about this.
Oh, I'll tell you.
I got plenty.
Who's got some cheating? Lauren, you want to start?
I'll tell you.
Pass.
What?
Yeah.
Lauren was with her husband for like 10 years.
We'll come back.
She's never cheated.
Are you married?
She.
Yeah.
Should she be telling a cheating story?
All right, let's go online. Lauren will get back to you. But
okay.
We're going to have to call on you. As the only woman in here, you're going to have to make what we do okay.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
I'll tell you, Lauren. I got one in mind that I always that sticks out.
Yeah?
Yeah, with...
Mr. Patel, we're going to call on you, too.
Oh, cool.
I maybe have already said what X this was.
What? Okay, let's hear it.
He ate a cheeseburger once.
I think this was Delphina. Well, so, okay, I was living on the Upper East Side.
Did she play harmonica while you were fucking some girl in the other room?
No. I was living on the Upper East Side by the comic strip.
Enough said.
I wasn't living there yet. I'm sorry. My ex lived there, okay?
Yeah.
And I think I was about to move back in with her. We were getting back together or some shit, okay? And so I was staying there while she was gone. And she had an air mattress.
I know this story. This is a great story.
And this is a long time. It was when I first got into the comic strip.
Mm-hmm.
And one night, it was a Friday, and this family just imploded in the audience over the course of the night. They just got drunk.
Yeah.
And felt they're from somewhere, like South Carolina, I think. And Patrice just was like talking to the mom and dad, like they were fighting, and then Patrice was on stage, and he just like broke their family down even further from the stage. I don't know what he just did this whole thing with the mother and father of this girl. So she's outside drinking, and I would always, because you could drink for free there. So I was, and I used to drink a lot there. So I'm drinking tequila with this girl.
Yeah. And who's the girl? In the family?
She's their daughter.
The daughter?
And her parents are fighting.
In the showroom.
They must be embarrassing the shit out of her right now. And so she was maybe about my age or a little younger. Okay?
Yeah. Sounds hot.
Yeah, we were drinking tequila, and she was. And so meanwhile, while Patrice is mocking her mom and dad, I leave with her. I take her to my ex's, well, not my ex then, but I take her to her apartment.
Your girlfriend's apartment?
Yeah.
Wow, okay? That's ballsy.
Well, she's out of town, so I'm going to bang her on this air mattress.
Yeah. Also ballsy.
But it's an air mattress that she borrowed from someone.
That's a good question. Does that turn you on in a weird way a little bit, that you're being so deviant?
No, not at all.
Were you worried about a neighbor seeing
that? Not only did it not, okay? No,
it's New York. Nobody cares about their neighbors.
Oh, yeah. I thought Oscar the Grouch and Snuffleupagus was moving on Sesame Street. So fucking... So I open the door. Then I get her key stuck in the door. I can't get the fucking key out of the door, the outer door of the building. Okay?
Yeah.
I can unlock the door.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
Oh, so you can't leave?
She has this outer door. You know those ones that you can't, like, replace?
Yeah.
You have to go through management.
$80.
It gets stuck in the door. I'm like, and then I don't know what to do, and I'm drunk, so I just leave it there. And we go inside into her apartment, okay? So no, it did not turn me on. Not only did I feel guilty, but I was drunk as fuck. So my dick sucked, dude.
Okay?
The first time I ever got whiskey dick in my life. Well, the first time alcohol ever was like, oh shit, this is what happens.
Yeah, but Metzger whiskey dick is still twice as good as my hard dick.
Yeah, it's only hard like a young sapling.
It was worthless, my dick.
Really?
So I was like kind of getting it up.
Condom or no condom at that point?
No condom.
No condom, you can't. Mm. That's the problem.
Are you shitting me? A condom?
Like, with whiskey dick, you can't.
No, I'm going to get it in this troubled. No. So I'm starting to say, kind of mash it. She keeps going, oh, Chuck, fuck me.
Chuck.
And I go, yeah, all right. I kind of mash.
She thought you were Chuck Nice.
Yeah, I kind of mash in her a little bit. I kind of like half soft, bleh, and then just come on her belly. It sucked.
Did you?
And then I fell asleep. I pass out.
You fell asleep right there with her?
Yeah. Then I wake up and I just start puking into the toilet.
With her still there?
Yeah, her asleep. I'm like, oh, I just wake up retching, like for hours. Whatever my ex was doing, I don't know where she went on a trip, but wherever she was, there's no way she was imagining that's what was happening in her apartment. I just fucked all over his matches, and now I'm puking, and you know.
Curdy, so, I want you to stay in my bed while I'm gone. It'll make me feel
so
good.
So hold on. So then she, so this girl wakes up, and she goes, I think I got my period on your mattress.
Oh.
I had a black sheet on it, okay? And I was like trying to find where she got her period. I'm like, oh, there's nothing. I don't know. It looked clear. So I put the mattress back. Then I left, and the key was fucked up. I didn't figure out what the fuck to do about the key. So I somehow tracked down the super because it was missing now.
It was gone? Somebody took it out?
Yeah, it was the super, thank God. Oh. I go, oh, yeah, the key got stuck in the door and whatever. He glared at me. I got it back, thank God. I think I had been planning to wash the sheet or I don't know what it was that I had to do before she got back.
Yeah.
But I managed to get there in the nick of time and do that, is what I remember, okay? So then I moved in, and it was all fine. Then months later, okay, when we're living there, she got a bed. So she went to give it back, and she goes, I was going to give it back, but then I saw there's this big blood stain on the air mattress. This is months later after I'd forgotten about even doing this. And she goes, yeah, I went to put the air mattress away, this big blood stain. I go, and dude, for a second, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, and I went, when did you get your period on the mattress? She goes, I don't know. That's never, and holy shit. And the only reason was because
you just made her feel bad. No, like, you're such a pig. I can't believe you do that.
No, she just assumed she got heavy periods. So she just assumed it was her. Wow. I mean, she'd ruined some couches and shit before, so.
With blood.
Yeah. Well, just sitting there? Or?
Damn.
She, yeah.
Just sucks. I remember my friend in high school,
back to.
This chick Cecilia, she got a period in the middle.
I said there were some dinner parties we could never go back to.
This chick that I knew in high school got her period in the middle of, like, math class and just was, like, pouring blood out of her pussy. It's like, that just sucks to be a woman.
I did that. Do you know Jay White Cotton? You
remember him? That, what tribe is he from?
What a great name for a period story too.
Well, he moved into a room I was living in.
Nick always asks me if I know some awful named guy I've never heard of.
They're all fake stories. Make all
Jay White Cotton. I have to make up a fake name. Which is the most native name I can think of.
Well, he moved into a room. Well, you know Joe Stats. No, Joe Stats.
One more time. Give him another one.
I feel like that's a mafia names.
Yeah.
Well, he was moving
Nikki
into
shoes.
He was moving into a room I had lived in, and there was just a mattress that came with the room, and I had a black sheet on it. And Jay was moving in. The last thing I did in the room was like take the sheet off the bed.
Yeah.
And I pulled the sheet off the bed, and I was like, "Yeah, great, it's all yours." And it's just filled with blood.
Oh.
All over the fucking.
I boned a girl in Denver once. This Asian girl. And we were doing it, and then I went to the bathroom. I saw just blood all over my face.
Oh yeah,
yeah. She had a heavy period.
That's
and
awesome.
Whatever.
That's
so,
like,
did you have a beard?
That's like natural born killer
sex. Probably.
Uh-huh.
But so I slept on the other side of the bed. You know, it was a king size, so I just slept on the other side of the bed. And then I woke up, and I just kind of put the covers up, and like a little mountain down the middle. And then Red Band came in, and he was sitting on one side of the bed. The next day, for like 10 minutes, we were talking. And then he, like, saw. He, like, turned. Just saw this still wet puddle of red. And he was like, what happened here? Cheating stories. Mullen, you're up.
Oh. Well, I guess.
This weekend at Moon Tower, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. One time I cheated on my girlfriend.
No, come on.
No, there was one time, and it's, I don't know if it's, so I was dating this girl, and she, like, ruined a game of Catan I was playing with my friends, and I was already drunk, so.
What's Catan?
So you're trying to name all Chris Catan's movies?
It's like.
What, you don't know the ancient Persian game of wisdom? Catan?
Everyone does their best Goat Boy impression?
Yeah. You never play, okay, it's great. It's a board game, it's like resource management.
Great.
Yeah, it sounds.
Sipu, you know this?
Worse than it
is. I do know the game, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
His parents taught him that. It's either this or violin. We fooled you, it's both.
She came over and she was like demanding to play Catan. And
Who? Just some girl?
Yeah, I'm not going to name who it was, but.
Was it a comic?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
Just like 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Who cares?
Give us names.
It doesn't matter.
Give us names.
So I got angry and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go out and cheat on her. And then we went out to a bar, And I got blackout drunk, and then I go back to this girl's place with this other girl, and then I blacked out. So, I mean, I wake up in her bed with just, like, my pants around one ankle.
So you were raped?
Yeah, I was raped.
Oh, yeah.
I got raped.
You can hear Metzger laughing from the other room.
But, no, I do remember, I wake up in the morning, and I'm like, oh shit, I guess I cheated on my girlfriend. And then the girl goes, well, happy birthday to me, I guess. And that happened to be her birthday.
Dude, I wish the rules were... Like, dude, imagine a guy did that. Like, a girl wakes up the next morning, she's blackout, her pants are on her ankles, and the guy just goes, happy birthday to me, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be a fucking... On the cover of a vulture.
Post.
Yeah. Well, it was more defeated than that. I didn't do the line right. She wasn't like, I won.
Happy birthday to me, I guess.
Disappointment.
Like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck, another shitty birthday.
Yeah.
But I've cheated so many times.
Yeah, I was getting. You know, I realized I should have called on you in between every single one of us.
Yeah. I mean, I used to just cheat. It used to just turn me on to cheat. I cheated on girls when they were sleeping, like in the hallway while they were sleeping in my fucking. This one chick, she was sleeping on my couch, and I was like, I hope she's not there. I hope she's out with her friends. And I came home with this fucking little black chick, and I was like, we went in. I turned the key. She was sleeping on the couch. I was like, oh shit! I closed the door. I was like, I can't bring you inside. My girlfriend's in there. And she was like, all right, let's just fuck here.
And the black chick said, fine.
Yeah, and I just fucked her in the hallway.
Yeah. Fucked her in the hallway of your building.
In the hallway.
What floor?
Yeah.
What floor?
It was first floor.
Oh my god! Anyone could come by.
Yeah.
Did you get locked?
You like that shit though.
I love public shit. I love.
Really?
You know what it is, dude? I'm a sexual deviant, so I love just kind of fucking doing the things that I can maybe get in trouble for.
Right,
I fuck
a child.
I fucked on a cop car once.
No way.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was it a cop?
No.
Oh. That'd be hot though.
Was it just someone else that had gotten arrested?
He said, "Put your hands behind your back," and they fucked.
No, I just like this chick. I was like, "There's a cop car. Let's just go fuck on top of it." And she was like,
"Just
yeah.
some random."
Wait, just a. You sounds like a penthouse letter. Wait, yeah. was it somebody you knew?
It does sound
like
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucked her before.
I just saw some shit like, "Let's fuck on a cop car." Like,
okay. Yeah.
When I used to sell comedy clubs, I would convince girls to fuck outside in like bathrooms at McDonald's,
you
like
just
all
meet
the time.
Randomly right there.
If you can sell comedy tickets in the street, you can sell anything.
That's by the way. That's how I met Kurt Metzger.
Wrinkled up, brown.
The first day I sold comedy club tickets, Metzger was both our first day.
I was trying to get a day job. That's how I met him.
Right after September 11th.
You were doing what?
We trying to work for Lewis?
This is years ago. I tried to get a job selling comedy tickets, right?
Wow.
And the first day, and it was for somebody at New York Comedy Club, like that, a company that was working for
New Genesis Club. Marketing Solutions.
That's right.
New Genesis. And you?
And Lewis was like fatter and had a cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat, lip ring, nose ring.
Yeah. And he was really, you were kind of ravery, I remember thinking.
Yeah, I had UFO pants as well.
That's right.
I was all over the place. It was like, you remember like
Lewis?
Those.
Lewis had been around the world.
Those pieces of paper you could just like interchange the outfits on people. It's like, I just
anywhere
didn't give a fuck.
The insane clown posse went, Lewis went. Picking up.
I really did look like a juggalo.
So fucking Lewis was very good at selling tickets. I was so bad at it that the one ticket I sold, the girl came back and just didn't want it. She like changed my mind. I was like, okay.
Metzger made $5 for an 8-hour day of work, and he had to refund the money.
Dude, people were looking at me with a dirty look and then giving the exact amount of money for the tickets to homeless people next to me. A guy selling nothing.
But we were on the same corner. We just smoked cigarettes all day together, and then Metzger disappeared. He never came back. I became like the best at selling comedy club tickets, and Metzger just fucking disappeared. And then like 2 or 3 years later, like, we ended up, like, I started producing shows, and that's how I knew Metzger already. And you introduced me to Big J, Pete Holmes, Jimmy Kilstein, all these people.
It was a real Great Expectations story.
I wish I knew that reference.
Charles Dickens, Great Expectations?
Yeah, I don't really know it well enough to get the joke.
Oh, wow.
I did fake laugh.
I keep forgetting you
I saw you fake laugh.
I fake laugh.
I keep forgetting you just look like a professor, and you actually don't know anything.
I just never read Great Expectations.
You have to be a professor to know Charles Dickens?
Apparently.
It's a book for children.
Professor Metzger. Yeah.
You didn't have the children's illustrated classics that were like this.
We didn't read all the books everyone else did because we were busy reading like Chaim Potok books too.
Oh, I forgot you were in
Bernard Malamud.
Like Jew school or like Harry Potter.
Yeah. You just split it up. They're like, this is technically
you're
a classic
at the Hogwarts
too.
Of Judaism. Already had an owl.
Hog Schwartz.
You said Hog Schwartz. That's where they send young rabbinical students to Hog Schwartz.
That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, so we wrote that down.
Hog Schwartz. Deepak Chopra, you're up. What do you got for cheating stories?
I've only cheated once, but it was to lose my virginity, so that kind of justifies it in my mind a little bit.
I only cheated once, but it was to lose my virginity. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, you hadn't yet met the woman that your parents were arranging your marriage with, so that doesn't count.
Also, it's not like you did that with your girlfriend. So then it's like, well, I mean,
she wasn't putting out. Fuck it.
Were you with? You had a girlfriend?
Yeah, I was dating this Indian girl, and we were kind of just taking it real easy.
Gross.
Yeah. I was about to say gross.
Those feet. It felt like I was dating my mom a little bit. So it really did feel weird. Like I didn't even want to have sex with her.
Because it was your aunt. Guys, don't laugh. That's okay in his culture.
Is it? I don't think it is.
I don't know.
Fucking our aunts?
Yeah.
Aunt fucking?
I think it's okay in
they
some
call
religions.
Them ant farms,
depends on the religion, I think.
Okay, go ahead.
Does
so
it?
Yeah.
We weren't she was just giving me like just awful hand jobs and it was just really basic stuff. But there was a girl in biochemistry who was sitting next to me.
High school?
College.
College, yeah.
I was 20 at the time.
Biochemistry. They don't have that in high school, Ari.
I don't know.
If you're smart, they do.
He went to Hogschwartz. He doesn't know.
We had advanced Talmud, yeah.
So I was...
Ari was in AP penny counting.
So I was sitting next to this girl in biochemistry, and she kind of like telegraphed that she was into me. She had this page in her notebook that just had my name on it over and over again.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Like a psycho.
You rarely get that level of sign with a woman.
But she only
that's crazy, though. That's a little crazy.
It was like misspelled all
different
ways.
Chick. It's a white chick.
No, this was a Mexican girl.
Ah.
Kind of like a weird face, but I'm
still better
than
Indian, though.
Down in the
old country town of El Paso, Deepak fell in love with a Mexican girl.
She was very sexy, though. She had like a lot of lingerie. She was wearing sexy stuff.
In class?
As opposed to like the Indian chick.
Old El Paso.
So what'd she say to you?
Who, the Mexican or the Indian?
Mexican.
We just arranged to like have a study thing. We just met up in a library and then... So we're hanging out, and then she goes to the bathroom, and then she comes back, and I just said, "Hey, I found this page in your notebook that had my name all over it." And she just gets like really tense.
That's when they kill you, when you find that, you fucking idiot. All work and no play makes.
I didn't think women actually did that. Like the practicing.
What, have sex with Indian people?
Who said
that?
Well, a lot of women are pretty fucked up, so.
All right, yeah.
Comes into it.
We take what we can get.
Dude, there's billions of them.
Yeah.
Someone's fucking them.
Well, we keep within the tribe. We don't really.
Well, he's also particularly handsome for an Indian guy. But my cousin, because my cousins are all these Hare Krishnas, so my cousin married an Indian girl from some town that's like a matriarchy. And it's because they all like 3,000 religions or something. And I wish I could remember what the name of the thing was, but they fuck.
Chum Chum, do you remember the when you get into fights when you were little? Did you guys like dance fight like in the movies?
Yeah, a little bit. We put some shoulder into it.
All right, so this girl, say, I see my name written on your notebook.
And then she gets a little tense. She doesn't know what to say. And then I just lean in for a kiss. So boom, we're doing that.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, Deepu.
And then I just like, hey, you want to go back to my place?
Was your best friend Van Wilder proud of you? Do you want to go back to my place? The top of it shaped like an onion.
Hey, I'm about to not get accepted to this fraternity. You want to go by?
Top of my place is shaped like an onion.
Yeah.
And,
so you took it back to your place?
Took it back to my place. I didn't tell her I was a virgin. Yeah. I literally take my dick out and say, hey, say hello to my little friend.
You don't say that.
No. Yeah.
You know what? I think you told her you were a virgin.
Yeah. It was awful. I put on Barry White. It was a bad move. I did all the cliches. You know, I thought I had to hit those buttons. And she was like, what are you doing?
So you lost your virginity to Barry White?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awful. Baby.
Yeah, I know. I'm not proud of it.
No.
But, and then told my girlfriend she was upset.
You told her?
Yeah.
Oh.
You suck, dude.
You didn't lie till you die. What are you doing?
I'm not a good liar.
You could have married that one.
Hold on,
she didn't
girl. She didn't ask you.
Yeah, you didn't have to lie. That was a no-lie situation.
But I wanted to kind of break it up, so I was like, hey, listen, I broke
up. No, that's
a good
break move. Up with her. No, you just go, hey, you know what? I'm not feeling it anymore. You don't need to break
your
heart
listen,
as well.
Listen, you ever try to break up with a girl that wrote your name 100 times in a notebook?
No, you missed
half the story because you were on a phone call.
That's when he cheated with.
Oh, that's someone you cheated with.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. How did she take it, the girlfriend?
Oh, she was just all distraught because like she had this thing in her head like we were gonna get married. This is like the real deal.
Hold on one second. Yeah. Play that video of the cow being slaughtered again.
That's where you're gonna come back at. Yeah.
So,
dude, fuck her. She only gave hand jobs.
Yeah, I know.
So what did she do? Did she try to work it out? Did she try to be like, we can save this?
Oh. She tried to save it, but I was just.
And she was still in. Oh, dude, what a sad girl. Was she fat?
Good for you.
She's a little chub.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. She's a fat chick. Yeah.
I had the same thing happen with the other girl. Like, she caught me walking back home from the other girl's house. She was driving to work. And she's like, where are you coming from?
And you weren't quick enough to think of a lie?
Well, no, she sees a trail of pussy.
I didn't. I mean, I'd like very publicly cheated on her in front of all of our friends. Yeah. Everyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were at a bar. There was like maybe 9 people we know watching me.
Oh, that's definitely going to get out.
Bye, everyone.
It's definitely going to get out.
Yeah. So she, I did it because like
where
I was mad
this?
At her. In Austin.
Why were you mad at her?
I said she ruined my game of Catan with my friends. She came in and was demanding.
Is that why?
Yeah.
So I thought you were joking. On her back?
No, I was serious. Was that?
So you cheated on her to get back at her room? Your
well,
board
I
game?
Mean, things were going bad in general, but yeah, I mean, I was very drunk too, so it made sense in my head at the time. But yeah, she caught me walking back, and then she was like, you know, she turned the car around and came over to my apartment. She's like, "Where are you coming from?" And I was like, "Oh, I was over." I crashed at so-and-so's place. And she's like, well, what were you doing over there? I'm like, I don't know. And she was like, well, where'd you crash? Like, on the couch? I was like, no. And she was like, in her bed? And I was like, yeah.
You keep trying to keep that same.
Yeah, like, yeah. Honest guys, attitude. Even if I don't want to be with a chick anymore, I would just lie. My instinct is to just like lie.
You don't want
lie,
them to have it over you.
Well,
she
kept.
She just convinced herself that it happened.
She did.
She did. Yeah, cause she was like, "Well, what do you mean you slept in her bed? Did you cheat on me?" I was like, "I don't know. I blacked out. I don't remember." She was like,
"The old excuse."
Yeah, and she's like,
"First of all,
well,
even if you blacked out and didn't remember, your first thought would be." No.
You should have said
I
this.
I mean, I blacked out, but no, I didn't
you should have
no,
said, here, sniff my dick. You tell me.
Well, I kind of didn't want to be in a relationship anymore at that point. But
that's the shitty shit you do if you don't want to be in a relationship anymore.
Yeah.
I remember the third girl that I fucked, she thought she was the second girl that I fucked. I didn't lie. I just never told her that I had fucked two chicks.
You're like, I've only fucked one girl, and then a date happened.
I thought I was the second girl you fucked.
Dude, but that was my story.
Who cares
I was
after
like,
one?
I thought I was the Buzz Aldrin.
I was
having sex with you. Now I find out. I'm the Apollo 15 or whatever.
Are you pulling your dick out, Ari?
No.
I have to ask you because you've been known to do that.
So wait, who is she? Why was
the,
she mad?
The third girl I fucked, and it was in high school, I had fucked two other girls, and she thought I had only fucked one other girl, so then I told her that she was the third girl I fucked. She started breaking down crying because she thought she was the second girl, and then I was like, well, I don't really know if I fucked another girl because I was blackout drunk
you took
at a
back.
Party.
You tried to take it back. Oh, I don't really
just
know.
Took it back.
Based on your reaction, I'm going
to... I'm just a liar. I don't know, dude. I just lie. That's
wait,
my instinct.
What kind of sad fucking girl is clinging to the belief that she is the second
girl? Well, she lost her virginity.
Her name is Jay Gooman. So what is she like? What's her math?
I don't know.
I guess it's not that bad because he was only one fuck away.
I had a girl get mad at me when I was married, and then I was dating some other chick. You know, we had like an open relationship, and this other chick was fine. You know, we were in love and stuff. But then she heard I was fucking somebody else, and she got really mad at me. Yeah. So you're fucking a third person? I'm like, do you want me to be bihogamous? Is that your goal?
I can't live with monogamy. Man just wasn't meant to be monogamous.
All right, Kathy.
That's like in 2025. That'll be the argument.
Yeah, no, you don't know anybody's names.
What is it, Laura?
Lauren.
Lauren. Okay, you're
all
up.
All right. So I had a high school boyfriend, and at
sounds
the time,
hot.
Yeah, so hot. There was this, when I was like in sixth grade, he was a senior. He was like a star quarterback.
Wait
a
minute, a senior in
what?
High school?
Is this?
Yeah.
Is this
that's like a
so you were like 11 years old?
No. So he had graduated and moved on, and I was
from
at a
what?
Party.
Time out. Well,
hold
slow
on,
down.
Yeah,
slow the
down,
fuck down.
Right.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
We'll
you
there,
were but... in the sixth grade.
No. All right, I was 16. But
okay.
When
you said sixth grade.
She's well, when the I guy... was in the sixth grade, he was like in high school.
So
there was like
you started to look up to a man.
Right.
Yeah.
So he was a hot dude that you, okay, I get it now.
So when I turned 16, I was at a party at his
house. By the way,
house.
This is why Mariah Carey is married to Nick Cannon, because when he was young, he looked up to her.
Yeah.
He can't get into his head. She's a
was married
scarecrow.
To Nick Cannon.
And
she's a scarecrow?
Scarecrows aren't fat.
Whoa.
Good one. Anyway.
Knock coffee into my lap.
Louis is given the bomb kerchief.
So I had a boyfriend, and he was hitting on me the whole night, and I was like, I cannot let this opportunity go by and not hook up with this dude.
By the way, right now he's just some local yokel. There's no like opportunity.
He's like losing his hair already.
He's
just some fucking nothing who works
like
at Petco.
He scored
four touchdowns in one game of poker.
I don't see no problem here.
So we lived close by each other. He's like, all right, let me walk you home. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, I love those. Like,
wait, you were 16?
Yeah, I was 16.
Both of you could drive.
22, 23.
Yeah.
I love those, like, we both know what's going to happen. Let's not say it outright. Right. And then walk you to your car.
Right.
But how, were you, like, an adult-looking 16? Like, you don't look old now.
Show me your picture at 16.
How old are you now?
I'm 29.
You look young, so. Yeah.
Prove it. Show me your vagina.
But, like, spread the lips, really. Yeah. Like, okay,
what do you
do?
You count the rings of vagina to see their age?
That's how I count Lewis's fucking dick. Yeah. The different different shades of brown.
Yeah. It's amazing the different color levels of Lewis's dick.
It really is amazing.
Dick bag.
Lewis, take it out for a second.
My dick looks like a meter in Mortal Kombat.
It's losing
that
power.
That thing on the back of the crest that tells you how white your teeth got. In 2 months.
There's an amazing dark streak around his asshole.
Yeah.
It extends well into the cheek.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's
dude.
It's wild, dude.
No, I'm not pulling my dick out.
No, we'll put it on camera.
I don't know.
If I had a big dick, I'd pull it. You have a big dick, so you love pulling your fucking
dick. Not when it's soft.
It's pretty decent,
dude. It's not decent.
I've seen
it. It's under 3 inches soft, always.
That's okay. That's pretty decent.
Come on.
So my dick is like an inch soft.
You don't understand. If there's any stem showing, he's calling that decent.
Comparatively.
In the big J system.
I've seen you piss. It's longer than that.
No, it's about an inch soft. It's just fucking a little.
Nah, it's longer.
A little pug.
All right, listen.
Anyway, so go ahead.
We're going to let her talk about cheating or listen to your dick stories.
Lorelai, go ahead.
Maureen, go ahead.
You're talking about dicks all day.
So we got back to the front of my house. It was like 2 in the morning, and I blew him in the street.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't even fuck him.
No.
You just let him come in your mouth.
Yeah.
How good did it taste? Did you love it?
His dick was huge, and I was so happy, so proud. I lied about it. I never told my boyfriend.
Good for you.
We ended up breaking up like 3 months later, so it didn't even matter. But
some would say that didn't matter.
What do you mean?
Listen, anything that makes you not marry your high school sweetheart is a good move.
Positive.
Yeah. Actually, kind of hurt me hearing that story in a weird way. Like, this is like, I there is such a double standard because I'm like, you are such a pig. It did nothing for you. You just took a load in your throat from some fucking loser.
She loved it. It's like
former quarterback.
I was so excited.
Yeah, you made that's a fucking win. If you get a guy like that, you looked up to.
Plus, you have the shitty thin.
Oh yeah, I told shut up.
What, right afterwards?
I went right into high school the next day. I'm like, guess who I hooked up with, motherfuckers? I told everyone. They're like, shut up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody told the boyfriend.
No.
What does the boyfriend do now?
I don't know. I think he's a car salesman.
He killed himself.
He's a car salesman.
CEO of Apple.
He brought a gun to school the next day. He's Jeremy from that Pearl Jam.
You didn't hear about the Chastity Quill School Massacre?
He was Ron Johnson. He was working at the electronics store.
Did you feel any guilt about it?
I felt guilty, but because I had wanted it so bad for so long that
his penis in your mouth.
No, some people are like, you're weird, like, they might as well be some fucking movie star in your head.
Yeah.
Right.
Those are the moments, too, where that's the reason I'm against monogamy. It's like, come on. You've liked this guy for that long, and just because you're with somebody right now when you have the opportunity, you can't do it? That's ridiculous. Your other person should be like, oh, yeah, for sure, go for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, the more that I'm allowed to do it, the less I give a shit about doing that, too, by the way.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, nothing stokes it up like not being allowed to.
Yeah, but if it's someone you always wanted to, it's like, oh, come on, let me. Anyway.
I hear you, dude.
Scalpel.
I have one from college. I was dating a girl, and I went to a Halloween party. Got blackout drunk, hooked up with a chick.
Sounds hot.
And she blew me in the street. Wait a minute.
This is a great story.
Wait a minute.
It was baseball, not football, though. So I got away with it, but I remember the morning of the girl was leaving. She's like, I can't find my underwear. So I was just like, I don't know where it is. I thought maybe she didn't wear anything. She was drunk. She didn't remember. So like 6 months later, we're cleaning out my dorm room, and my girlfriend was there. Helping me clean it out. I was looking under the bed, and I pulled it out.
Oh.
And I had like right in front of her, and she kind of did what you did. She was like, oh, I didn't know I left my underwear here. And then I just gave it to her. And I don't know if she uses it or not. and used it or not. I was like, at first I was like, oh yeah, it's your underwear. But then like an hour later, I was like, oh fuck, that was the underwear from the chick I hooked up with.
You thought it was your girlfriend's underwear.
Yeah, at first I was like, oh yeah, it's her underwear.
See, getting caught is the better story. I've been caught a bunch.
Here's the thing though, like if you were at a girl's place and you found boxers, like this is your girlfriend.
I had to wrap myself.
And you found boxers there. Would you be like, I've never worn these boxers before. These are someone else's boxers. Or would you be like, yeah, these might have been mine.
Well, it depends if they.
Well, we like see me and my girlfriend. I mean, we used to get drunk and black, and she used to leave shit at my place all the time. So it wasn't like for her. It was like
her pride.
Yeah,
dude. If they're your brand, and you're like maybe.
Yeah, if they're just like regular.
Yeah, if they were my fucking Hanes fucking thigh huggers. Yeah.
But if it was like the Union Jack. Well, one time, like, I never had these.
You know Ben Morrison?
Uh-huh.
So I hung out with Ben in Cabo recently. First time I saw him in like 10 years.
Really? What did he look like? Prince Humperdinck? He
looks exactly the same. He does.
Oh, he used to bone this girl that I wanted to hook up with so
bad. Dude, I could have made a career out of all his leftovers.
Really?
He had so many. Because they would all get sick of him, dude, and then they'd bang you. But he would like kind of cock block it if he could.
Really?
Yeah, but it was fun. We had a good time in that apartment, and this guy Spider and him. And
Spider Rico.
Yeah, but wait, why did I just fucking bring that shit up?
Ben Morrison,
you had to write
underwear.
Oh, underwear, yeah, so fucking
Where's Nick? Nick, where are you going?
Where's the bathroom?
Oh, right.
In the other room. So I had just got back on my
left
with this ex again. This is the same ex that I had cheated on. I just got back. So we had just gotten back together.
I was really taking it seriously.
Yeah, and one of my roommates, Spider, had cleaned up, and he had just picked up a pair of underwear that was a guest of, because Ben would fuck like these hot Euro trash chicks that he'd meet at clubs, because in all that dance shit. So they were always, this underwear, it was ridiculous looking. It was like the most frilly, like it looked like clown panties, I used to say. Like, and he had thrown in my room, and she found them. Like, whose are these? And I had no idea where they came from. They were cartoonishly, like, oversexed looking panties.
Yeah, but that's easy. If you have roommates or, like, you know,
you
other.
You can blame it on them.
You'd be like, dude, I have no idea. Like, these
we made a sketch about it. I made a sketch on Schumer. The clown panties one. That's what that's from. I'm getting caught with those underpants.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it uses your advantage.
Yeah. Dude, my ex before B, I would cheat on, like, just, I would, it would, it was. Any, I treated life like I was single, and I mean, dude,
no difference.
She caught me cheating.
It's like a YOLO of our time. So treat every day like you're single.
Dude, she caught me. I was fucking this 18-year-old girl.
Like a dance, like
girlfriend.
No one's watching. Cheat like no one's watching.
I was fucking this 18-year-old Jewish girl that worked that sold comedy clubs.
I do not approve.
This really hot chick. And like she would like I would fuck her and she'd call me boss in the middle of it. It was just fucking awesome. It was
God,
the best. It
that's
was the best.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
So
that's great.
Yeah, yeah. When would she call you boss?
Yeah, give it
she
to
used
me,
to
boss.
Sell, she used to sell comedy club tickets for me.
Yeah.
And she it was a summer between high school and college.
Wow.
The summer between high school and college for her. It was ridiculous. I was like 25. I was such
a
creep,
gosh.
Dude. Such a creep. And this is one of the girls that I would I live right next to Big J. This is one of the girls that would like invite them over to watch me fuck through my window.
Fuck this.
This was during
high school
that time.
Girl.
She was in
who's going gonna take over the show I go masturbate.
She was going into college.
Yeah.
Hold on. Did you see this his John Wayne history of having people come over and watch him fuck?
Yeah.
I used to live in a basement level apartment, so anytime I'd fuck a chick, I'd invite Big J
that's
and Dave
Lewis
over.
That's the Lewis and the dog story?
Yeah, that's the story, but this is a different chick.
Yeah.
So I was fucking that chick.
Calling like, hey, I'm gonna fuck. Come look at my window. Hey, what are you doing? I'm about to fuck.
We play video games. Yeah, we'll come over.
Yeah, of course. Every time.
Come watch me fuck when my dog barks at you.
So this chick was fucking smoking. I was cheating on this other girl who was just fucking white garbage. So I
the girl that ended up with those Arabs.
Arabs?
What?
Yeah, she has
Liam
like a
Neeson's
Saudi
daughter.
Arabian stern-looking husband now.
One of my girls?
Yeah.
Natalie Holloway?
I don't know.
Dude, the next time I saw her, she had the cellar with like two Arabian guys, and it was her husband
Arabia.
And his brother.
I don't know.
I was like, wow, you got married suddenly.
Wait, did they have the hats?
I know. She's an ISIS bride now, just so you know.
She's clitless.
I'm going to write the name, and you tell me. I don't want to say it.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, yeah.
I think she has to be an ISIS now.
Let's see.
Let's see.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That was the girl that was sleeping in my living room when I got blown by that black chick in my hallway. That was that chick.
Who?
No, she's not. She was married. That's right. But she married him for his green card.
Oh, that's
yeah.
What
they
it
paid
was.
Her. They
she
paid
didn't
her.
Tell me that.
Yeah, of course you don't. You're
not
supposed to advertise.
You can't say
illegal.
That, Louis.
So she was just hooking up
hooking
a
up. But no, she got paid like $30,000 or something crazy
wow.
for a green card.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
So
So anyway, I was fucking this 18-year-old girl, and this girl started falling in love with me because you're not just fucking me. Like you're gonna.
Dude, I really thought you fucked her up that bad that she married an Arabian guy.
So
fuck America.
I would AOL chat this girl, and I'd say ridiculous things like, you know, I love fucking you so much, blah blah blah. So she saved all of the chats.
Yeah.
And I was lying about being with this chick. I was like, oh, I'm kind of seeing this chick, but she was like my live-in fucking girlfriend at this point.
Wow, that's what this. Okay, good.
So. I was getting blown by Armand Asante's daughter at the time. I was cheating with another chick at this point.
Who the fuck is that, by the way?
The only reason I'll even say it is because she walked out on a comedy club bill.
Yeah.
And made me fucking pay it so she can go fuck
herself. How do you spell Desante?
Asante.
Yeah. I was getting blown by
his... the daughter? She didn't introduce herself. Hi, I'm
daughter. No, daughter. It said daughter.
I don't want to give her first name.
But you're just giving her dad's name.
Alessandra.
So what, any one of his kids could be this bitch?
So
wait, hold on. Yeah, the one.
The one on the left.
She's the better one. She's the better one.
The left one is the better one?
She was okay. She had small tits and kind of a gut. So
Katie Holmes.
The one on the right.
The one on the left. So listen.
Stage right or stage left?
All right, we're getting
left.
Fucking ADD now. Yeah. So she was blowing me.
Yeah.
And while she was blowing me, my girlfriend texts me or calls me, and I answered it because I thought it was hot to get a blowjob while my girlfriend was calling me.
Oh, such so a I answered creep.
It, and she goes, she's like, you're fucking the other girl, the 18-year-old? And I was like, what? So literally while I'm getting blown by another girl, I got caught cheating because that 18-year-old
sent... denying a cheating while you're being blown.
By another girl, cheating with another girl.
It's like when the cops pull you over for a broken headlight, you know, they finally track in your car.
That's pretty epic, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's the
and
level.
And you're like, no, call that girl right now. I'll prove to you she's not with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I finished. I literally went, what? And then I went, click. I acted like I didn't hear, and the phone call got dropped, and then
that's
I let
pretty.
Her finish.
You have the worst excuses to girls. You just, like, give her, like, no respect. You're like, I'll hang up on you now.
No, but I for some reason, I still denied it. And this chick, dude, that same chick, she's just a psychopath, dude. When I started dating her, she wasn't even my girlfriend yet. She was just, like, coming around a lot.
Yeah.
At Stand Up New York, dude, she was there, and this other chick had a clit ring, and I met her in the crowd, and she was kind of hot, and I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I was like, I kind of want to fuck this chick. So I snuck to the bathroom with this other girl while the girl that I was seeing was sitting at the bar. The same.
Which
fucking,
one is this now? The girl
this is the white trash girl that I was cheating on, okay. Getting blown, and
like
cheating
a
on
fucking
the
matrix of girls.
I would just cheat
like
all over this girl.
A Hindu god.
Dude, so just I went to the bathroom with this chick with the clit ring.
Didn't Marin have a thing?
And I started fingering her in the bathroom.
Marin had a thing about he's a Hindu guy who like eats pie and jerks off.
I started fingering this girl in the bathroom, and the girl that I was seeing, the white trash girl, started banging on the door because she just watched me go to the bathroom with her.
Oh no!
And I fucking came out, and she left, and she was kind of annoying. She was around too much. So I was like, all right, fuck it, let her go. She like ran off. Then I realized she had my keys, and I was living with Haley Boyle at the time, and Haley was squatting. She wasn't paying the rent. I found out, so Haley was out of town for like a week, and my dog was in the apartment. So I had no way to get in the apartment. And she had my keys.
Landlord. They're like, we'll never
and
let
keep
you
in
out.
Mind,
no,
this
wouldn't.
Is the dog that raised Lewis. This is sport.
Did you get back with that girl because she had
yes.
Your shit?
So I had to fucking call her up and act nice with her and apologize like crazily profusely.
Just to get your keys back.
Just to get my fucking keys back. And it was, I ended up dating that girl for like 2 years and she was the bane of my existence.
Oh, fuck.
She the one that starts trouble with you now?
Yeah, to this day.
That psycho? Yeah.
To this fucking day, this
who's
bitch.
That? Do I know her?
I don't want to say her name, but she's a fucking just a white piece of garbage.
What color hair?
Brown.
Oh, that one.
Like tattooed, trashy
yeah,
looking broad.
That one.
I used to bring her around.
Wait, have you ever been cheated on?
Have ever been cheated
oh,
on?
Oh, he has a great story about that.
What?
With the fucking jizz on the shirt?
Oh, yeah, that same white trash girl. So she...
Have you ever cheated on a girl and then found out that it was just you fucking yourself and you were also cheating and not realizing?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It didn't make any sense. Give me that.
Time. Wait, that
what?
Same girl, because after she
well,
found out
through time and space,
yeah. After she found out
I
was cheating on her,
I am the cheater and the cheatee.
Yeah, it's like a Terminator 2 situation.
After she found out I was cheating on her with the 18-year-old, we had a weed dealer that she fucked in my bed.
Oh yeah, that guy.
And he used my shirt to clean it up, and I was just a scrub, so I would never like do laundry. So I just grabbed my shirt one day.
I
so she emailed me later on. She was like, just so you know, you went to a show with Omar's jizz on your back.
Right? Oh. Did she know you had cheated before she did that?
Yeah, this was she. This is the 18-year-old.
She was getting paid back then.
Yeah.
It's the best when they don't get paid, but when they're just like, oh, well, it's just so you know, I cheated on you too.
Here's how stupid she is, though. Yeah. Like, it was like it just became a bit on the show. We have an episode of Legion of Skanks called Omar Jizz where we read her email. Yeah, dude.
Called the guy.
We called the guy.
You called Omar?
Yeah, we called Omar on the show.
It was fun and friendly for a while, and then Lewis started to get a little mad about it.
Well, I was no, I didn't get mad.
Tell me, we, bro.
I was just kind of like, dude.
Hard to get angry.
That's a sacred bond, bro.
Omar's like, I don't know, man. She wanted to fuck.
Yeah, we had. It was not a good relationship. And she pretended to be pregnant for 4 months after we broke up.
Pretended to be pregnant.
Wow. Pretended to be pregnant.
That's about the limit of when it's like you got to show her.
Dude,
sorry,
4 months
pregnant.
Is really. That's like extended your unemployment dishonestly.
My friend Norman told me a story about some girl that cheated on him, and he pulled her underwear. They were hooking up. He pulls her underwear off, and a used condom falls out.
Oh.
That's called okey noodling.
Oh.
You ever lose a condom in a girl?
I've had to go and get it with a finger.
I've burst them, and then a piece was in. That's
a piece.
That's a
they didn't just break clean.
There's been a few times I just busted them, and then the ring stays,
and then the rest of it disappears.
Yeah, like
no, that's where it pops. It just rolls
dude,
down around you.
You got to buy the right size of condoms.
It's just a hole, and then it goes over the top.
Oh, I don't use condoms.
I know that, Lewis.
You have a son, you know.
Yeah, exactly. This is...
How many kids have been born?
Your son's name.
How many kids have been born with like a condom getting lost inside of a girl? You're like, you're a fucking broken condom baby.
I had a girl find it in the shower once. I was doing it, then the condom was gone. I figured it fell off somewhere, and I was like, it's too late now. We've already, you know. So I just pulled out jizz somewhere, and then I was like looking for it, and then she was showering, and you just hear, "What the ew?" from the shower, and I was like, "Oh, well, there it is." Yeah,
girls should know. We always feel when the condom breaks.
We feel, but we don't know what it is exactly.
It's like walking outside in 100-degree weather from an air conditioner. It's like, you fucking feel it.
Yeah, but you know that's something's up, but you don't quite know what it is.
Yeah, but do you pretend like it never happened?
You know what, though?
You just feel like a snap a little.
I think you're right,
but it doesn't dawn on you.
It doesn't dawn on you.
The first time, you just think,
you know what? I guess condoms aren't so bad.
Yeah, the first...
This does feel good.
The first time I did...
It's almost like that snapped into place right, finally. That's what that snap was.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
The first time I did that, I was fucking my girlfriend, and I was like, oh, this feels amazing right now. What is this? And then I pulled it out, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
the condom broke.
It's just night and day difference.
There had to be a time when you didn't, you know...
What?
Have to get your brain into condom sex, you know? Jesus Christ.
Man, it sucks so bad.
It's only good the first time you fuck a chick.
Can't you just use a condom?
I'm doing condom sex now.
Just use a condom? It's not that simple at all.
What do you mean?
Well,
it's a lot of fucking loss.
Yeah. How do you?
I'd rather jerk off with hand lotion.
What?
Can't you just say I love you?
Fuck with a condom?
No
way. That's crazy.
Honest to God, I gotta do like where I have a girlfriend because I hate using a condom that much.
That's why you have to have a girlfriend.
Or just a small circle, man.
I know what you mean.
Lambskin's not bad, but they're like fucking $40 per condom.
That's how you got your girlfriend pregnant.
That's not true.
They're not reliable at all. You don't use a lambskin.
Really? They're not reliable?
Yes, they're not reliable.
They're not even supposed to. By the way, they built it like 70% reliable.
But we had all that AIDS, AIDS safety.
Look that number up.
As a child, they were at a point to tell you the lambskins were horseshit on every level.
Really?
Didn't you have like sex ed in high school?
Lambskin? No, we didn't do like that.
That's how they make lambskin condoms. They just slit a lamb's throat.
A latex condom. Lambskin will not work. Like lambskin's some shit that came out in the 70s when they didn't know about viruses or something.
Do you know how to research?
For people with allergies,
Time out. You don't just type in the word lambskin condom. Say how reliable are lambskin condoms?
And then you go to images.
Yeah, I mean,
why would you go to images?
By the way, how do they feel? Has anybody used one?
I've used them. Yeah, they're if you're going to use a condom,
how much better are they?
They're way better than latex.
Does it make your dick taste like haggis?
Does it feel like family sells lambskin condoms on this corner?
I always imagine that they're going to feel like picking up raw bacon.
What?
Lambskin condoms.
Is it actually lamb skin?
Yeah.
Is it that?
Yeah.
Ew. I'm going to cut off your face and wear it on my dick.
The truth about lambskin condoms.
What's the truth? But is this from like lamb?
Why are we going to drharryfish.com instead of WebMD or fucking
NIH? She's all, I never really, like, Lauren is so hot.
There's no WebMD on.
I would rather a hot chick.
Go to lambskin versus latex.
NIH. Go NIH. Yeah.
Lambskin. Do lambskin condoms work? There we go.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. Go for that.
Doing it.
Do condoms work? Okay.
All right, let her read it and give us the answer. We're all fucking standing
on the screen. Yeah, we'll keep going while you're doing that.
Okay. Yeah, no, they feel substantially better. Or like I use the...
I mean, nothing feels great.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Just sticking it in. Even if you're like half hard, you're like, no problem. Slide that thing in, squeeze the base.
It's just great.
Chill.
That's how God wanted it.
That's how God wanted it. You can slide it by accident, quote unquote, into the butt real easily that way.
I was under the impression that lambskin was just an alternative for people with like latex allergies.
Oh, I thought it was non-latex. Yeah, but like... Well, but we'll see.
I thought it was like if you just could not use them or you'd have like hives or something, that's like a shitty alternative.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it's for the most part. So.
Lauren, I realize you can't read this. You're going to the Hooked on Phonics website.
Lauren, how do you not have a fucking answer yet?
Lauren, I want you to tackle this.
How reliable are lambskin condoms? What percentage reliability are lambskin condoms? Have you ever heard of the internet?
Latex condoms against
into the microphone.
You're talking into the fucking mic wire? What is wrong with you?
I can't. Vikash,
can you just fucking do this already?
Aziz, can you please look this up?
Holy shit.
There has to be a percentage number, right?
This for sure there a percentage number.
Yeah.
Go back. I used to jerk off into condoms. I got my ex.
I did that to practice so that I'd be able to fuck while I was
She
condom.
Thought, well, you know what it is? It's naturally lubricated, so you kind of get the, like the lube sensation. Then you come. There's no cleanup. It's fucking great. My ex, I used to just put them in like my cigarette packs and just fucking toss them to the side. My ex found used condoms, and she was just convinced for our whole relationship that I was cheating on her.
This is the white trash one?
No, this is the girl before her.
But like, you were cheating.
Yeah,
on her.
Yeah, but you were cheating.
Yeah,
on her.
Yeah, but not in that instance.
Yeah. But that's have you ever taken like the most bullshit excuse?
Have you ever taken like
no one jacks off in condoms?
No, I used to for forever because you'd get the free New York City condoms when they first came out. They were everywhere, and I would just grab a handful of them because like, dude, perfect. Listen, I could just jerk off into them.
You still believe your dumb excuse?
Wait, hold on. Lambskin,
no, I swear to God.
Hold on.
Excuse. I think you guys understand the prison ingenuity of this fucking foster child. Of like, yeah, you made it's like a woman. You fucking caught him in your hand.
He's lambskins, like, he's a DeGyver.
They says lambskins do not protect very well against STDs.
Shut up.
Just
that's
said
not
that.
A percentage yeah. at all. Yeah. Why'd you break in with your
I
non-percentage percentage?
Because he gave me. I thought it was good. It
says that just this...
I completely forgot that Matt was sitting there.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, they are just as protected?
Yeah. Like, they so work just as well as latex.
They do? I thought they don't.
But it just said they don't work well.
Against STDs.
They don't work against
but
STDs.
As far as not having kids.
Well, since I won't wear them, none of this affects me.
Well, I don't understand why they wouldn't protect against STDs.
Yeah, but protect
first of all,
pregnancy?
Just not being circumcised protects against STDs. Do you know that?
Pores. They have
because
pores.
Not being circumcised? I thought it's circumcised.
Oh, no, circumcision, yeah, you're right. I was
against
the opposite.
Yeah.
Whoops.
That's not as in stone as you think it is, that circumcision thing you're talking about.
Yeah, circumcision.
That might not be as cut and dry as
so to speak.
Yeah, I remember reading that too, but it was not necessarily.
Are you
well, no, because there's breaks. In, there's the foreskin so, yeah, will yeah. break, and there's much more like. Likely to have like irritation,
yeah.
So that opens you up for like HIV. And they went to like an African tribe,
well,
and
off a lot also does that.
Yes, chafing it.
Yeah, yeah, dude, I chafed my dick when I was in LA last
week. They
went
to an African tribe and just fucked everybody.
Well, they circumcised 100 guys.
Yeah,
and the AIDS rate, it was like in the Congo where it's like 33% of people have AIDS. It maybe even more than that in the Congo. And then the AIDS rate dropped by like 80%. It was like crazy.
Really?
So yeah, circumcision is especially if you're in like a really shitty.
But
like,
also because they're embarrassed by their dicks now, so then they're like, yeah, we don't want to fuck as much. Yeah. My friend said that you know how that it's more sensitive to be not circumcised.
Yeah.
But my friend, he's having a joke about it. He's out of comedy. He goes, the only way you could tell that is if you, like, circumcise it down the middle, like a Selsun Blue commercial. And you could be like, this side feels pretty good.
Well, what about
this side feels amazing.
That's funny.
But what if...
How else would you know?
It's fucking hilarious,
but
by the way.
What if you're an adult? What if you got circumcised as an adult?
As an adult. Yeah, and then you're like, oh, it feels way better now. But then you'd have to fuck the same pussy.
Well, no, it would feel better without circumcision, right?
Without circumcision feels better. Yeah,
yeah. they say that.
Whose joke is that?
Jim Painter. He was like our influence. Retired.
I didn't circumcise my kid, and I'm circumcised.
Really?
Yeah.
Also, because you couldn't afford it, and you couldn't even afford food for him.
Doesn't cost more money.
Oh, really?
No.
They're like,
you didn't gnaw it off like a cone head? Do you think they fucking itemize when you have insurance? You just go in and they do everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, yeah, we didn't circumcise him. I fucking held my kid in my hands and I was like, dude, there's no way that I'm going to let them put a fucking blade to my kid's dick.
You're not circumcised either, right?
I am circumcised. Oh,
my friend just said twins and he had to get it done.
You got one of them circumcised and one of them not?
He hasn't gotten the second one done yet.
What?
It was so painful watching the first one.
Yeah.
You know, because
it's extremely painful.
Tell him not to do it. Tell him leave one and one.
Yeah. Well,
it's so much better.
Well, he's saying there's no way to explain that to the kid when he grows up. When they,
we like you better, so we
circumcise. Well, that's an easy way to tell who's who.
Yeah, and then be like, Dad, why don't we look different? And just turn your back and just go, because you're deformed. But not say which one it is. And let them both have a complex.
Yeah, dude, my ex, my son's mother, would send me all these videos of babies being circumcised, pulling up Lauren. And, dude, they strap them down, dude, and this baby's losing his fucking
mind. Like
Kid Kong?
They strap
him down. Kid Kong?
They can't hold down the baby without straps?
Dude, because, the doctor's got to use both hands to fucking... Dude, what they do is they put like a piece of metal into the hole, and the foreskin comes through around the metal.
Remove the dick entirely, remove the foreskin, then sew the dick back on.
It's pretty brutal.
Uh-huh.
Wait, wait, believe that one?
I was out of bricks. That's what I was doing.
Oh, shit.
One of the things that they most don't like
is being unable to
move. Lauren, full screen it.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, it's a black baby too.
Yeah,
we're not gonna be able to see
it. Take
them.
2 hours.
Can't see the contour.
That makes it normal legs, right? Put him in a position. See how much he's resisting you just now.
Aww. Oh! Look, that's just a local anesthetic.
Didn't want to
see. Whoa!
That's a local anesthetic.
Yeah, it looked like blood.
Oh God, I can't watch it.
Look at this.
Oh, it's just a pinch.
No, it's not just a pinch. They slice a baby's dick.
Yeah.
Dude. Look at this.
Like a sea creature.
Should I show this on YouTube?
Oh, it looks like a...
No, I think you can show it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Fuck me, dude.
Like, ready?
Look, they put that in. That looks like it hurts
head,
like hell already.
Get the head.
Why are they going so deep?
They're trying to get the head and pull it back up.
Listen to that baby fucking cry,
How long
dude.
How is this?
Yeah.
Listen to the baby cry. You're going to tell me the baby doesn't feel this shit?
Yeah, but he won't remember.
No,
who cares
just
if he
air
feels
escaping
it?
Hold on, but why would you cause your baby this pain? There's no reason to.
Wait, why isn't he just...
It caused the same
what
pain
are you
to cut their
about?
Umbilical cord.
No, it doesn't. Hold on, the umbilical cord
the
has...
The covenant made with God?
Ari's a fucking retard.
No, I made it up.
The umbilical cord has no...
Get that sucker.
I already took it back.
Get that sucker.
Oh, my God. He's like fishing for...
Oh my God. They clamp it.
I think we can mute this. We don't need to hear
it.
No, you need to hear it. That's the point.
Took off my headphones, that's all.
You just want to see a baby's dick being cut, you sick fucking Arab?
I really don't want to see this at all. This is
Guys,
I've already come. Can we move on?
Look, I think you need
come several
if you have a kid,
over.
You should watch this fucking video before you mutilate
it.
All right,
well, if I have a kid, I'll watch it.
It's just clamping it right now.
That's just clamping.
I don't need to see the sausage get made.
How long does this take, by the
this
way?
This is
Jesus.
Them preheating the oven.
You watch that show, The Nick.
Buddy, I've seen PETA videos, too, and yet I still
eat
meat.
Oh, there he
goes.
Oh, look. Oh, dude.
But the kid's not crying anymore. Oh, turn it back on.
Oh, dude.
I feel like he's cutting off way too much.
I'm rock hard right now for some reason. I'm not lying. My dick got really hard.
I feel
black
like
and that's a boy. I've never seen this before.
I watched it. We watched a Moyle do it, and they fucking sucked
the
blood
the
a little bit. That's killing babies in the Jewish community, like left and right.
Not
you know
left
what?
And right.
Now
left
seen,
and right.
You know
like
what?
Two
Can
babies
I tell you something,
got herpes.
Left and right.
Now that I've seen how cool the instruments are, I kind of think mouth precision might be okay.
Yeah. Look at that, dude.
If he'd used his mouth, he could have sucked that little head right out of there without having his bones.
I think it looks great.
The one I saw, he just kind of like he like jerked it a little bit, for real.
Yeah,
he like jerked a little bit till the head appeared.
Yeah,
and then he
red
did the
rocket,
thing.
Red rocket.
You jerk it, and then you suck it, and then you smack it on the ass.
It's a sacred duty.
Listen to that fucking child, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, but to be honest,
sure
they make that noise
not,
for everything.
Yeah, exactly. When they're
That's
hungry.
That's not true.
When they're hungry.
That's not true.
This is why
not
no
like
one
that.
Has memories of anything until they're like five.
Yeah.
It's because of
they
this
only
procedure.
Have one way of expressing themselves. Come on.
Yeah. No, dude, I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm happy.
My
dick's being circumcised. Okay.
Yeah, who cares if he's fucking
it's
hurt?
Fine. Look, the bottom line is, who's circumcised here?
I am.
Yeah, so that's why you're like, well, I'm fine.
Yeah. I had this girl on Twitter, really, she was like, her cause was like anti-circumcision, how it's like genital mutilation. And she's like, it's genital mutilation, it's the worst. It's like, first of all, it's not the same as those girls in Africa. or they fucking beat him off rocks. And she goes, and she was like, "Why won't you weigh in on this issue?" She just kept harassing me. She's like, "You've been mutilated. You've been mutilated. It's child abuse." I'm like, "Well, then why are you attacking me?
Yeah.
If I've been mutilated, why are you attacking the victim?
Yeah.
Like, because I
look at your ugly dick.
You know what? If she wants to help, people, she should go around gently sucking people's dicks.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You should.
Yeah. That sounds right.
It is. I have an ouchie foundation.
And the whole time my chick was pregnant, I was so adamant about having him circumcised because I was like, I'm not gonna have to fucking explain to my kid why he looks different than me.
I'm gonna have one of these hippie fag dicks.
And then, but then as soon as he was born, dude, I was like, dude, there's no way. I was like, I looked at him.
Once you
like,
saw that
no
beautiful
way.
Dick, he said, you know what?
It's perfect.
God has made the perfect my boy's dick.
Or you could just like not show your dick to your kid.
Yeah, that's an option.
No, he sees your dick. What are you talking
about? Yeah, there's no way your kid.
He's three.
Why won't he let me pee?
If anytime I pee, he wants to come in the bathroom with me.
Yeah. He should. He should be able to be desensitized to it. Wait, why?
This kid is thirsty.
Why? Just because you saw your kid, were you like, he's not gonna get circumcised?
It's because you hold him and you love this little fucking creature, and you're like, I don't want anybody to hurt my kid. Yeah, I watched that video.
Did he get vaccines?
Yeah, and it sucks. It sucks.
The hospital wasn't nice.
Yeah, but that is literally. There's no reason except for my own aesthetic reasons in my head to get him circumcised. He's getting vaccinated, so
see,
he doesn't.
I would go the other way and get him tattooed.
You know what?
there's a video of that too, of like a 2-year-old being tattooed.
Really?
In Puerto Rico, dude, some fucking dirty spick.
What, Lewis?
Yeah. My people.
Put that on the outside.
She
now.
Fucking
give your people a chance.
Yeah, she had her fucking baby tattooed. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
First
for what reason? Did they say it was like a marking or something?
Fucking animal.
Because he killed somebody. He killed his mom in childbirth. So he had a
tear job. he shaded it in too, yeah.
Rules are rules. It's cultural. You can't be against it. Oh, shit. Good time.
Deepu, are you circumcised?
No, I'm not. Rocking the hoodie, baby.
Let me see it.
Pull it out.
Pull it out.
I'm not going to show it.
Can we see it?
No.
I bet you got a fucking fat piece.
If there was
no,
take the camera.
It's really not.
If there was
the
no lady
off,
here,
where's
would
your camera?
Would
take
you
it
take
off,
it
you.
Out?
Like
Lauren, turn around.
Oh, there is
Why?
No camera on you.
Yeah.
Lauren, stop being such a whore. Put
sorry.
Your tongue back in your mouth.
Let's see it. Let's see what it looks like.
I want to see what it looks like.
I'm not
take it out. I want to see a soft, uncircumcised dick. I've never seen one of those.
I don't think I'm going to show it, but you know what made me insecure about
it? He doesn't think. That was a buying sign right there.
I don't think I'm going to show it, but come on, let me just see it. No, you're not on camera. Who cares?
You know, that's just not my style.
Would it help if you touched my dick?
No.
While you were showing yours?
How would that help it?
I don't know. I'll figure it out later.
I think I'll literally do anything else besides show.
You
want
to
show your
solve
asshole.
This problem or not?
Oh man, you guys want to see my asshole?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I bet you got a hairy asshole.
Let me tell you whose asshole you don't want to see. Louis J. Gomez.
Please, my asshole
will never be the same.
My asshole is nothing compared to this.
You never
want to
see this guy's asshole. Yeah,
I went to the doctor today.
Is it like an H.P. Lovecraft?
I went to the doctor.
What did the doctor say?
It's bad.
No more monkey jumping on the bed?
He goes. It's not. He looked at it. He goes, it's nothing. It's a mixture of like a few things. It's like
your asshole should not be a mixture.
Because he was like, what's going on? I was like, well, I've been bleeding a lot lately when I should.
Your asshole's a mixture.
He goes, how often? Every time. He goes, how much? Flowing. And he looked at
hemorrhoid?
It.
Hemorrhoid?
Yeah, he goes, it's a mixture of an outside hemorrhoid, a little bit of cancer, and an inside hemorrhoid.
No, not a little bit of cancer.
No, not a little bit of cancer. But they're both hemorrhoids. I got them both now. I got the trifecta minus one.
You got the in and out?
In and out.
I heard they never go away, too. Like, you have it forever.
Well, everyone has hemorrhoids.
Yeah. I have a hemorrhoid.
I don't have a hemorrhoid.
Yeah, it's not swollen.
I'll show you. Let me lick your ass, and I'll show you.
Okay.
Where I can tell.
She said okay.
More I got to scan it with my mouth.
Well, that's the episode, you guys.
Read that thing right there.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
I got to do a read?
Guys, it's time for an ad read.
Oh, for what?
Should we do every other word? I'll read April, and you read is, and you read stress. Okay. April's Stress Awareness Month, you guys. April is Stress Awareness Month.
I wasn't aware of it.
I've been really
busy all April, and I haven't been able to keep up with things.
You're not aware of your stress this month?
I am now that you bring it up. You have solutions?
Well, okay, I'm not going to read this copy part. This is a fucking ad writer making jokes. Like, we really need reminding how much pressure we're under every day?
Are you supposed to read the exact copy?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, though. Anyway, it's for Casper mattresses.
Mm. Oh, like a nice mattress?
Have you ever slept on one of those?
No.
I have. It was pretty good. Yeah, my friend had it. I slept at his place. It was pretty comfortable.
It's like
one
a
of those
space foam?
Yeah, it's two high-tech foams for supportive comfort that guarantees a great night's sleep.
Oh, wait. So now they do the thing instead of just one space foam. You know, I got one that's like all one kind of foam.
Oh, you just got one high-tech foam? Sounds like real 1970s shit.
I need another mattress, though.
Kirk, can you just get through the read?
Oh, you should go Casper. You know what? Casper did me. They were a sponsor for me, too. And they were like, do you need a new bed? I'm like, I already have a bed. I just got it. But I was like, if you want Nick Mullen, I bet, why don't we make a little video of setting up a new Casper mattress in a tenement apartment?
Why don't we do
that? Just a single, whatever would fit.
Well, I'm worried I'll get bed bugs again. That's why. I mean, I'm making a choice to sleep on.
What do you sleep on?
I sleep on a yoga mat.
Oh, well.
Jesus.
That's one way to go, too. The other way is what Time Magazine named one of the best inventions of 2015.
God, they should make a series of commercials around Nick. Like, don't be this guy.
Don't be Nick Mullen.
My whole life is in black and white. I'm just fucking shit up.
I'm on my...
What's your sheet and pillow situation? Just nothing?
I have a pillow.
Okay.
I hope you learned a lot of kung fu to justify this lifestyle, man.
Yeah, you're the Batman in training.
You're either a bum or a monk.
No, I'm just inventing new slurs for them. That's what it's a case study.
Well, their new sheets and pillows are just as comfortable as their mattress. Huh. The mattress ships for free. Wow. Surprisingly compact box, so it's easy to get to your bedroom. You can try your own home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick up everything and refund you everything.
Dude, they got newfangled pillows, is what you're saying?
Yeah, they got newfangled pillows, blankets. Anyway, go to Casper.com, use the code DUDE, that's D-U-D-E.
Dude.
You fucking dumb Italians. For $50 towards your mattress purchase. Casper.com, code DUDE. That's it.
Dude.
Terms and conditions apply. One of those conditions is no one uncircumcised is allowed to buy one.
Aw, damn.
Nice.
Really?
Yep. It's in the copy.
No, we need to save those comforting pillows for the circumcised.
What are they going to do for May, when May is not Stress Awareness Month? Are they going to make
another
thing?
I think every
month
is Stress Awareness Month.
Actually, it's like,
what month is that where I forget my constant stress every second of my life?
Yeah, they should have a cheat on your girlfriend with a new mattress month.
Yeah, why is there a Stress Awareness Month? It's like, let me just try to forget about my stress.
Yeah.
I need to bring it to the surface.
I like what you're saying.
What? Who came up with that?
Stress Awareness Month?
Yeah.
Casper.
By the way, every day and every month is like 15 different things.
Oh, so
like
many.
If you look it up like today, I guarantee you, look it up right now. What is today? International what day?
It's Armed Forces Secretaries Day.
Is it?
Is it really?
Yeah, the Secretaries of the Armed Forces.
Every
just
day.
Just the Armed Forces, though.
Yeah.
That, is that what do you, that sounds like a joke one.
The bottom line is you can give any day you can give any day you want for anything.
I believed
dude.
It though.
I was like, yeah, all right, cool.
If you don't get the day off work, it's not really
a day. It's not really a day.
So that's the bottom line. Call whatever you want.
We had a Hebrew teacher in college and was like, are you guys celebrating Passover? Who's not gonna be here for Passover? We all raise our hand and he goes, for real, who's not gonna be here for Passover?
I want you to look at what she just Googled.
Yeah, that was not.
She wrote what? April 25th day.
Yeah.
That's what she fucking Googled.
Well, help what I
it's
put.
Learn how to
Lauren.
Use a computer.
What?
Basically,
no women on
retarded.
Chicks shouldn't have jobs day.
Let's go for you do it.
Are we trying to figure
the
out?
Show? We're done, right?
What?
Are we done?
Do plugs.
I don't know how long the show goes.
Two and a half, 3 hours.
You got to go. 2.5, 3 hours. No, we're not going.
Louis, what's the name of the company that do it? The
this
people.
Just as good a time as
international. Is it international what day?
Yeah. No, if you go on Twitter and look at the trending topics, usually the type of day it is.
We're like, today is international,
the
and then it'll fill
donut
in.
Day.
That Siblings Day was fucking made up
fucking
3 weeks ago.
Siblings Day.
Yeah, and then
everyone
posted pictures
of that
sibling.
Shit?
I blame Earth Day. Earth Day was the first bullshit.
Earth Day was
one.
The first bullshit one. You're right. I remember that. Everyone's like, well, we can save this.
International. No, I'm sorry. It's March, April.
Victims of slavery.
Don't have to be international.
The victims of slavery.
Get another day.
Don't they have a whole month?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I've never remembered anything on the days I'm supposed to remember them.
Christmas, I remember 4 days later. Oh, the fans got it. Matt, the fan, understands.
I think about trees,
Matt,
whenever I
Matt,
want.
Break in if you would here.
Today is DNA Day.
DNA.
East meets West Day.
Jizz on someone's face. Jizz on someone's
it
face.
It is on my girlfriend's face later.
And face Mecca while you're
it's
doing
DNA Day, baby.
Celebrate both.
Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
Hairstylist Appreciation Day. Your old roommate.
That's National right. Plumbers Day.
Scopo's future career.
DNA Day and National Plumbers Day. She's
and,
getting fucked in the ass.
World Penguin Day.
All five of those things.
Yeah.
I mean, if they go five in one day, that means all days are full.
There was like 12 more.
Well, is it also Slavery Day? Was that real? Or
you get to have slaves again?
He said it was Slavery Day.
Well, remembrance of victims.
Remembrance
of how
we no longer get to have people doing our work for us whenever we want.
Yeah,
I don't need to be reminded of that.
Every time we look at a $20 bill, we got to be reminded of that now.
Yep.
Why?
Harriet Tubman. Parks on the
Harriet Tubman.
Is on the 20?
Yeah, it was on the 20.
Who was on the 20 before?
Is it a new 20?
Andrew Jackson.
No one knew what the fuck he did.
Right.
To be honest,
he owned slaves and
gone.
he fucking
genocide.
Committed genocide.
Genocides of Native Americans.
He helped.
So that's well, who we have to thank.
They didn't even take him off the $20 bill. They just moved him to the back.
Oh,
oh really?
Yeah. He's just glaring so no more, angrily.
Well, now I just consider the back the front of the bill. And
really?
They, put
they just
Harry
have two
Tubman.
Heads?
Yeah, they on the front, yeah.
So how are you going to play
go,
the game of flip
you
a 20?
To go, Mrs. Tubman, move to the back of the bill,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then flip the bill.
I flip it, and then I stand
no,
there
I think he's
vending
gonna,
there'll
machines.
Be no more of your lip, Miss Tubman. To the back.
Vending machines.
I think he's
going to
be a small picture of him.
So no more the White House? Or he'll be off to the side like
I think the small, yeah.
It's just him slaughtering an American Indian on the back. Listen, for money to be official, it should be a picture of a white man and on the back, a picture of a white man's home. And that's when I know it's worth something.
Have you ever pulled out a little strip out of a bill?
Yeah. You have? Why would you do that? That's illegal.
It was someone else's bill.
You're not supposed to touch the strips. That's a federal thing.
Oh, no.
Do you remember those petty things at the
rest stop? That's how the Illuminati tracks us with the strips.
Well, how long does this podcast usually go?
I know my part's done.
With a guest host, we usually go an hour and a half.
It's
yeah.
an hour and a half.
Oh,
so.
Well, hold on. What do we have to, we're at 128. So yeah.
Two more minutes.
What can we plug? Hold on. Let's plug stuff. Hold on. Nick Mullen, you work on the lease. Let's get your thing first. What do you got now?
I got nothing. I got nothing coming up.
You still doing Nicole Mullen blog?
Nope. I stopped that 2 years ago. Fuck.
So you're not really trying to get ahead
in
any way?
This is what Nicky did. We just
really? There's nothing you got going on?
He just finished working on a little Jimmy Norton's pilot with me.
You did?
Yeah.
Writing job?
Yeah.
Hell yes. That's good. Great.
Little Jimmy's pilot.
Metzger, you got the Race Wars podcast.
Yeah. Inside Amy's back on.
Inside Amy, do you have your Emmy for that? Did you ever get your Emmy?
No, I never got an Emmy for that. I have a Peabody.
I thought what's the name
Guild
said
Award.
You got to get your Emmy.
You got to pick it up?
No. Yeah, that's what it is. I just haven't picked it up.
It's down at the Price is Right Studios.
I have a statue that was Dan re-etched for me above it.
What is that for?
His, I don't know. I think it was like his wife's old Emmy that got broken, and he gave it to me.
He just gave it to you?
And put for my song. But I don't give a shit enough to go through whatever I got to go through.
Right.
I got a Peabody. Look, I have enough heavy murder weapon awards on my shelf that I'm good.
The only award I'll keep is my award for... basketball, Comedians League basketball, best comic, worst player.
Oh, and I have a Jeff Ross roast battle trophy.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those. I'll keep that. I keep
Peabody
that from the, New York, one, the New York one.
The New York one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice trophy.
I have four Creek Awards on a shelf in my room right now.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. I don't have any Creek Awards. Big Louis Gomez.
I thought that's what they called it when John F. O'Donnell took a shit in the fucking bathroom.
Creek Award.
A Creek Award.
Do you see that one show that the guy looks just like John F. O'Donnell now?
What? He-Man?
It's a show about...
He looks like a He-Man doll. Dude.
His body's not big enough.
It's the size of the doll with the same hair.
Dude, I need to know the name of the show because I want to pull up... Dude, it's crazy. If I was John F. O'Donnell, I'd kill myself because he's never going to get work because this guy looks and acts exactly like him.
I think there's other options for him.
Do you know what kind of show it is?
Just type Fox. Fox TV show.
All right. Now, as I leave the building, you type that.
It's a new sitcom. I'm just, yeah, fucking plug.
Well, before Lewis plugs his thing, I'll just tell you that I have two podcasts, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank and my sports podcast I do with my friends called
two?
Punch Drunk Sports. Yep.
You're into sports?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah,
we talk
about which UFC fighter you'd least like to see fucking.
That was
your girlfriend.
A fucking fun
which
show, dude.
What?
Who?
I say the smaller guys because that means it's her choice.
No.
You get the bigger dudes. It's
really?
Like,
do you want to see fucking Anthony
Chicago,
Johnson
Chicago.
Pound out your fucking girlfriend?
More than fucking Mighty Mouse Johnson.
Who's
he's making sweet
one?
Love. It's going to take a lot longer.
His last name is Congo.
Yeah, he's the scariest one.
And I can't call him a gorilla?
He's
fuck
so
off.
Black. He's so black.
Congo out of the running.
Dude, Fox sitcom. It's on Saturday nights. It's late night, dude.
Why?
Here, pull up the different party. Party over. No. Is that one? Keep on, no, it's not.
Party at Ground Zero.
Yeah, guys, you can check out my podcast, Legion of Skanks, Tuesdays and Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on anthonycumia.com. Realize podcast on the Gas Digital Network every Friday at 12 noon. And The Countdown with myself and Michael Bisping, SiriusXM's Rush 93, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, guys, Skankfest presale tickets will be available on Sunday morning, guys. Presale, we haven't announced the lineups yet. But Skankfest 2000.
That means it's not really on sale. You're beating the sale.
No, pre-sale, you get it. It's cheaper.
Oh.
And we're not announcing the lineup till the 16th.
Oh, nice.
So that's that.
Any of these shows look familiar, Lewis?
No, that's it. But yeah, guys, if you guys want to come to Skankfest, it's going to be
Father's Day weekend, the Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th, two full days of...
you should have a comedy show on your father's grave.
I can't wait for it to pop up on Netflix.
Well, that's a show, everybody. Scopo, you got something to promote?
No. My Twitter,
Horace and
Instagram.
Pete, if what? You haven't seen Horace and Pete.
Horace and Pete.
Yeah.
Nice. Is that done
on,
now?
It's on louisck.net.
And you can watch them all, right?
Yeah, the series is... Yeah, you can see the whole... You can watch the whole thing.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
And not wait for installments.
Yeah, get them all at once. And in that token, too, go to the YouTube This Is Not Happening playlist and see a bunch of stories that I helped make. Guys like Metzger's. Well, yours is coming out like in fucking 9 weeks.
Or what?
Your long-form version story for my show.
Oh, yeah.
It's every Tuesday, a new story. A new unedited story. Not like the TV version. The real version.
Good thing I use fake names.
Yeah, yeah.
How did the story come out?
It came out great.
It's good. I want it.
The TV version was great, but the YouTube version
was
like fucking
on the complete. On Comedy Central, that you really fixed whatever they had did that fucked it up.
Thank
Holy
you.
Holy shit.
Thank you.
I was so relieved, dude.
First of all, just
great job, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It is difficult to make a story work. First, if you take bits, like if a tell and chop him down is hard, but like if you have a story,
oh, it hurts.
He did 19 and a half minutes, and I had to make it work in six.
6 minutes?
6 minutes?
Yeah. You got to figure out what's necessary, what's not.
First of all, it was good you had less people on.
What?
It's good you didn't try to jam too many people on.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's the big difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you do that or Comedy Central does that?
I do it. They would want me just to, like, we'll handle it. I'm like, oh. I'll handle it. Yeah. You work too hard. I'm like, no, I work the amount you're supposed to work. Make sure it's all right.
We got to promote.
Yeah, YKWD is going to be live on May 22nd. Lewis will be there, Dan and Joe.
Go to Casper.com/dude for tickets to YKWD live. When is it?
May 22nd.
Where is it?
Cake Shop NYC. Cake
Bobby Joe's the place.
Lisa's spot.
Yeah.
Is it on Lisa's show?
No, it's for PodFest.
Oh, there's a pod. I've never got invited to any of those things.
I got invited for Legion of Skanks and we turned it down.
Good for you. At least you get the opportunity, the honor to turn down.
Go to our Twitter and Facebook.
I'm just shitting on it.
Yeah.
And if you want to email the show, email ykwdproducer@riotcast.com. If you want to send something to the show, go to 117 McDougal Street, 10012, care of Robert Kelly or YKWD Podcast.
And don't forget, July 16th through the 18th this year, July 16th through the 18th of 2016 is Shroomfest, International Mushroom Holiday. So anyone who wants to do mushrooms, that's all you got to do to participate.
Where are you
going to
do it? Where are you going to do it this year?
I don't know. Camping somewhere. Last year I did it in Scotland.
I tried to do it with you last year, but you weren't in town.
I was in Scotland. Yeah.
Did you take acid for Mushroom Day?
You know what? Absolutely. But,
yeah!
But why don't you go for mushrooms once in a while? That's good.
Yeah, can I do heroin for Mushroom Day?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. If you got to go early, if you have a great opportunity, fucking go early.
Mushrooms are okay.
Just like Christmas.
How much do you eat to get just the right amount?
What do you mean? It depends on what I want to do. Like I had some
colored evening, but nothing too severe.
For you?
Yeah.
3 grams.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I did a half an eighth recently. I usually do an eighth every time.
Yeah, half an eighth.
The last time I did a half an eighth, it was the best trip I've ever had.
Yeah,
in
half
life.
An eighth is usually good for a party, wandering around and stuff. But, like, you seem like, Metzger, you have a tolerance of a, you know, your tolerance is strong. Rebecca explained it to me once because for 2 grams, I was like, it's not doing that much to me anymore. And Rebecca was like, Ari, we're not like them anymore.
Yeah.
You can't just do their dose.
Yeah, but dude, I usually would do, and I would take an eighth and a half sometimes.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me just try less one time.
It depends.
And it was
too.
Better, dude.
Really?
Because I feel it brought me to the exact right place.
Yeah.
It was awesome, dude. We did it at my buddy's place. He had like a deck. I mean, I was looking into the sky. It looked like it was
That's amazing. That sounds perfect.
The fucking world was just like opening up. It was awesome.
That's great. Sometimes just a cap and a stem will get you in a good mood.
Yeah.
It depends how high you want to get. But. Yeah, usually I tell people 2 grams. Half an
I've never done mushrooms.
Half an
I've never done it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, July 16th to the 18th this year. You
I might
do
have
it.
To do
just
it,
one
yeah.
day. One day. Saturday, Sunday, or Monday.
I'll do it, yeah.
Yeah, start looking for them now, though, guys, because they're hard to find last minute.
I can get them anytime.
I know, but not everybody can. My advice to you
and
is find your dirtiest friend, ask them. If they don't have any, ask your second dirtiest friend.
Lewis.
Otherwise, email me, lewisacomascomedy.com.
That's my dirty friend right here.
I know people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always hear that. It's like, dude, it's so hard to get mushrooms. Like, no, it's not. I have like five sources that can get me mushrooms any day.
Really?
The last week, this guy brought 16 eighths to Legion of Skanks Halloween party, and he just gave them out to people.
Really?
It was fucking awesome.
I might do them in at Stampede in Calgary this year.
Yeah.
Which is like their Mardi
Gras. Have you ever done them and do comedy?
What?
Have you ever done shrooms and do comedy?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Do you get visuals with 2 grams? Or no?
Sometimes depends.
Coming down,
depends.
It's easier.
For the penis envy kind, or if there's certain
comedy.
Yeah,
you get
visuals.
What do you say?
What, coming down?
Coming down mushrooms, I can do.
No problem.
Easy.
No problem. And it's fun.
Height of it, a little bit like I'm doing comedy underwater.
Yeah, on the way up, it's hard because you're like, how bad is this going to get?
Easy as hell.
Dude, I can't. I don't do mushrooms around people. I got to do it around like extremely close friends.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people are going to judge
That's
me.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Usually I put
But in Manhattan, everybody judges everybody anyway. There's crazy people out there everywhere. They just ignore you.
Yeah, but I know, but I'm hypersensitive of them judging me. And then I have like a blanket around my head and I'm crying in a corner. Well,
let's go camping then. Let's all go camping. Let's all go camping in the Adirondacks.
I'm sober now, so.
For mushrooms too.
You're sober camping. Huh.
That doesn't really
horrendous.
Count. That's the only drug because they say it's a drug.
Well, let me tell you, the only reason why I could even consider it
you're
is
not
because
igniting it.
You can only do mushrooms. I can only do them once a year, once every couple years.
Exactly.
So I mean, maybe I'd consider doing.
Nobody comes mushroom heads.
Yeah.
I'll do it if you want to do Shroom Fest first time.
Maybe we'll do that. Let me think about that.
Camping sucks. Everybody knows.
Camping sucks.
It sucks so bad we invented getting high.
That's funny.
All right, see you guys later.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.